I have called you 5 fucking times. 5 times. This is the shit that pisses me off. I don't want to hear you had your fucking ringer off because you already know how that situation goes. If I call you, you don't fucking answer. That's the shit that pisses me off. Now, if it was a fucking emergency, you got your fucking ringer off and you can't hear shit.
Yo, 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 what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Fonticolo. Giving a shout out to my people at NappyAfro.com.
Yo, 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 it's your homie Big Smash, man. Back the House Podcast. Y'all already know what it is. Cooling it out with my people, Frocast Podcast, man. You know, we say crazy stuff, man, but we rock together. So y'all know what it is, man. Get in tune.
Hey, it's your man Sawright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, a.k.a. Tupac Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Iron Knight Tyson, and the a.k.a. that matters the most, Jack Swagless. You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast with the King and the Queen. We out.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One of the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the number one podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasts today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. Dog the Thotty Hunter, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you apologetic, still in my shine. You still gonna get this work-ass podcasters. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, and always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah. A.K.A. I'm educated yet ignorant. A.K.A. the queen of QVC. A.K.A. bipolar mom. A.K.A. I hear no one. A.K.A. $3 is $3. A.K.A. my cups runneth over. A.K.A. a lot of crass with a dab of class. A.K.A. my afro is my halo. And my favorite AKA of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade. And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like I always, don't forget to like, subscribe, download the Frocast. We on all podcast readers. So wherever you got a podcast reader, you got the Frocast. We also have a voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon that you can join for as little as a dollar and get behind the scenes exclusive content. And get shout out on the show like our latest Patreons. We got Tylan and Michael. So shout out to Tylan and Michael. Appreciate y'all support. Y'all could be just like them and get shout out on the show. If option A, B, or C doesn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. What's option D, Queen Germ? Retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story. Tag us in that said story and we can shout y'all out like 12 Kyle, Eclectic, Sleazy the Black Farmer. Everybody that be showing love, man, we appreciate it because sharing is caring. Now, all the panderings out of the way. And I would be remiss if I did not bring this man out right. Guys, the host of the 12 Kyle Podcast, one half of the greatest dynamic duo in podcasting, that would be the Eclectic Podcast and 12 Kyle Podcast. They connect sometime and do shows. One of the richest men in Georgia. He has an estate the size of J.R. Ewing's. Young kids, do your Googles. Nobody. The greatest Frocast guest ever. 12 Kyle's in the building, everybody. 12 Kyle. How you doing, man?
What up, what up, what up? Hey, man, thanks for having me on, man. Thank you for that introduction, I think.
What you mean, man?
I know, right?
12 Kyle, man, y'all got to understand, 12 Kyle having the best year ever. The South Carolina State Bulldogs won the national championship in HBCU football. So we're going to have to hear about that on, like, every episode. And I have a 12 Kyle challenge when I listen to his show. Whenever he name drops South Carolina State, you got to take a shot. I don't care if you're at work, at home. You got to do it. So that's the 12 Kyle challenge. When you listen to his show, you will get drunk because he name drops South Carolina State all the damn time.
Hey, man,
I think he went there. I think he went.
Yeah, I'm an alum. I'm a proud alum. What can I say, man? First and foremost, man, thanks for having me on.
Hey,
shout out to Queen Germ. Thank you for having me on as well. It's good to be back in the building. It's always good to I listen, you know, faithfully every Friday. Y'all keep me in stitches. And I had to reach out to Jeremy. I said, man, hey, can I please come on your show? He's like, oh, man, no question. I mean, of course, I had to ask.
Oh, man. Oh. Come on, man. Don't do that to like company. Man. You're busy. Like, I mean, I don't know your schedule now. You're jet setting the world right now. I mean, this you're a hard man to catch up to, man. I call you sometimes. You want to know the G5? Is that what you call it? And you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, listen, man.
This guy.
You could be anywhere. So I just, you know, hey, man, I'm glad we could finally meet up, man. First of all, 12 Kyle, man, I got to know, man, what you been up to, man?
Man, just chilling, really. You know, getting the year started. I think pretty much just been podcasting and working, man, and running with the kids. That's about it. You know, it's starting to warm up a little bit here in Atlanta. So outside never closed in Atlanta. So, you know,
exactly.
COVID is still in these COVID streets. But starting to move around a little bit, man. Trying to get out and work out a little bit more outside than I did, you know, when it was colder. But just been chilling, man. The plan this year is just to chill and be easy, you know, and just take it easy. Because I mean, it's life is just too short, man.
It's just, man.
We've seen so much happen these last couple of years in this pandemic. COVID isn't going anywhere, and you know, I just want to make sure that I'm chilling, man. That's all I want to do is just chill.
Now, you mentioned podcasts. Would you like to tell the people that don't know about your podcast?
I have a little, but my podcast isn't, you know, I'm not knocking the door on 500 episodes. I'm at about three something, but my podcast called the 12 Kyle Podcast. It drops every Thursday at midnight. I talk about a lot of different topics, sports, a lot of music talk. Not a lot of sports talk, but some sports talk, music. I talk about how life was before the internet. A lot of stories about my life growing up and just things that I see and memories and stuff like that. It's a pretty cool podcast, if I do say so myself. My goal is really, if I want you to listen to one podcast, and I feel like if you listen to one, you listen to more. But yeah, it drops every Thursday at midnight, faithfully, doesn't miss a week. And I don't talk about current events. So, you know, if you want to get something funny and something cool to listen to, and I don't talk about politics or anything like that either. So if you want something cool to listen to, something dope, check me out. And from time to time this year, I'll be dropping bonus episodes on Sundays at midnight. So yeah, it's a cool deal.
Check okay. Now, I do remember you had 12 Kyle Radio. Was that before the podcast?
Yeah, that was before the podcast. That's actually where I really got started doing it. I had, hosted on one of my friend's shows that had she had a radio show on this thing called Blog Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. And I co-hosted with her, and I just kind of got the good feeling of podcasting, if you will. And then after that, she was like, hey, you should get your own show. I was like, nah, I ain't got time for that. And so I was just like, you know, I thought about it, and I was like, you know what, let me do this. So long story short, in 2010, I started the 12 radio show. It was a 2-hour live show where people could call in, and no commercial breaks, no nothing. I mean, just me on the mic, just talking for 2 hours. And I did that for 5 years. And then in 2016, I decided to make it to go from a live show to a pre-recorded podcast. And that's what the 12 Kyle Podcast became, and been rocking ever since.
So you have more episodes than us, sir.
Well, if you can find the 12 radio, because I think
it's still out there. I saw it. You can Google it.
Oh, wow. Wow. I didn't. You know what? Because yeah. I don't have access. I think I've got about 5 of those shows on a hard drive. But I guess because I stopped paying Blog Talk Radio, they could cut my shit off. So I have no access to them. So but yeah, it was cool, man. I looking back on it now, I didn't like the way the audio sounded, but I mean, you know, for somebody just getting started, it's cool. I wasn't able to do all the stuff that I can do with my podcast as far as audio and how your clarity and all that good stuff like that. So,
and speaking about podcasting, since you said you've been in it for a while, speak of the ease of it now with all these technological advances like Zoom and Skype, and how much easier is it to do a podcast now versus 2016? Like, having a guest was almost impossible. Like, yeah, because it was so much to go through.
Yeah, it was. And I mean, like, it really depended on, let's say, somebody's internet connection. So if I got you to call in, you know, and your internet connection wasn't as strong as mine, you know, you could sound like you were in a closet, you know?
Yep.
And so the quality and the sound just wasn't there. And obviously technology makes it a whole lot easier. But I think, you know, one of the biggest things is that we have the time and it really doesn't take that much to make a podcast. You just got to be dedicated. I think that's one of the things that, you know, when I first started listening to you guys, that made me listen was the fact that it was a podcast every single week. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, when you have something that you're listening to and you like, you got to give the people what they want. So, you know, it's a lot of times, and I know you joke about, a lot, Jerm, about, you know, the podcasters that start and then quit after 10 episodes.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really not that hard, but I think people get frustrated and they stop doing it because maybe they get in there for the wrong reasons. Maybe they want to make a whole bunch of money. I mean, you might, maybe not, but most people won't, you know, and that's the reality. And the reality is there's 6 million podcasts. You know, what's going to be different about yours?
Exactly.
You know, so will you be happy with 5 people listening? Will you be happy with 500 people listening? Will you be happy with 5,000 people listening? And then in the process, are you losing your content and losing yourself trying to make something, you know, that you don't necessarily co-sign or stand behind? I stand behind I'll never put out an episode that I don't want everybody to hear. Like, the shit was dope to me when I press record, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think it's the authenticity, you know, that's another thing that I love about this podcast. And I'm not just saying that just because I'm on here, but I've told you this, you know, privately, you know, the fact that, you know, I could walk away from some episodes. I'm like, damn, are they really arguing? Like, he in some shit when they stop pressing record. Mm. You know, but yeah, that's the thing. I think now over a period of time, it's definitely easier, but you find more and more people getting into it for the wrong reasons.
Yes.
And subsequently, you know, they give up pretty quickly.
They abandon all that expense. Like, people out there buying Rodecasters, like, you're not serious about that thing's expensive. Like, yeah. I don't even have one of those. Like, man, like, so 12 Kyle's OG in the game, man. Dope show. Y'all go check out 12 Kyle's show. He's also part of Black Pod Squad. Mm-hmm. You know, so you go to blackpodsquad.com. That's the, you know, the hub for all the shows. You know, people, like I said, it's a collective people we deal with. You know what I'm saying? And dope shows. Everybody is consistent, you know, always putting out content. So please go over there, check that out. Listen to 12 Kyle on Thursdays and bonus episodes on Sundays. Always a good show from 12 Kyle. Never, like, nothing that's going to be repetitive. You know, I'm not saying that because he's on the show and, you know, he may or may not pay to be, you know, this guest spot. Who knows? So we might see a lot of 12 Cal love this show because, hey, you know.
He's stupid. I don't know how you deal with him.
I don't.
Queen Germ knows. Man, listen, man. Queen Germ be faking jacks.
But Queen Germ is the star of the show. And Germ got mad when I said it. Queen Germ is the star of the show. I mean,
and
come
I thank
on,
you. I and see, I appreciate listen, it. Because, see, I try to be humble, right? And see, if people don't appreciate it, I want the man, you know, you don't want to steal something from the man.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as y'all want to say, you know, the black women trying to step out of line, they want to get in front of the men and all this other stuff. So I want to be over here on the side of my man, cheering him on. You know, I don't want to take away from what he put into this thing.
I mean, but that's what women like to do. They like to steal a man's space. Y'all in the barbershops, y'all in the strip clubs.
I don't.
You can't go nowhere. Like, where is the man's sanctuary at?
Y'all want the strippers to be there so that
why y'all gotta
it
be
ain't
there?
No women.
Why y'all gotta go
women
there?
In there?
Why can't your beautician do an edge up?
But
John,
don't you have a sanctuary in your garage or something like that?
Thank you. Hey, that look, he spends more time out here than he does.
So you got a man cave. You got a man
I'm not
cave.
Talk about me. I'm fortunate. I'm talking about for the other man. the you know, the common man out there. He used to go to the barbershop and, you know, be a nah, you got women in there. You used to go to the strip club. That's what it felt like. Al Bundy would have a heart attack if he was alive right now and walked into the strip club and seen Peg and her homegirls in there. Al would not have it.
Yeah, because and then the thing is, the women in there, they doing better than y'all because they tipping better than y'all.
Yeah,
y'all don't tip the barber. Y'all don't tip the strippers. Y'all don't do half of the stuff y'all supposed to do. So then when the women see them, they running over there to give the other bras a lap dance.
I heard a story one night, three guys in the strip club hanging out. And, you know, one of the guys was going off to the military and the other two guys was trying to show him a good night. But it was some women in the strip club dominating all the strippers. I'm talking about they were spending big money. They had all the girls over there that night. It was sad. And the little slim pickings that the women didn't have, you ain't want them either. So it was like a sad deployment for that guy, man. It was terrible, man. I heard the story and I almost cried.
You was there.
I was there.
Sound like you were
maybe,
there.
Maybe or not. I don't know. This was
sound like you were there.
Maybe, maybe not.
But see, this is the shit I have to go through.
Y'all ain't talking. You done been to a strip club without me. You probably wouldn't seen so old.
I don't even go to those strip clubs.
I've seen the videos.
How have y'all gone together?
Yeah.
We've been together, but yeah.
We've been together way more times than we've been apart.
Well, there you go. There you go. Same for me and my wife. We've been together before.
But I know she's not going to these sipping paints, though. I know that's, hey, these videos I'm seeing, you can't never go to none of these.
I saw that video. You can never
go to none of these.
What, with some niggas? First of all, I can tell you now, I don't do the men slinging their ding-a-lings. That's not even a turn on for me. So that's why I'm like, if I was in an environment like that.
You don't see no muscle bound dude sit there and do the,
I mean, I see them, but the thing about it to me, it doesn't ring masculine to me. So I'm not attracted to.
That is weak though. You a man, go get a job.
And me, and it just looks very strange. It looks strange to me. So that's why I wouldn't be like, I could be in a room because I've been at bachelorette parties and stuff. But as far as saying that's something that I'm like, oh yes, yeah, no, that's not a turn on to me.
Yeah, man, I can't do it. I look down at them too, man. So I see how y'all women look at strippers now. I get it now. Because I look at a male stripper the same way y'all probably look at a female stripper.
Yeah, but I mean, I've been liberated to think that, you know, people do.
Yeah, let them get their money. Just don't come around here trying to floss like you got diamond or muscle, whatever you want to call yourself.
How y'all say?
What the men name be like, Ramrod. I remember him. He used to be famous back in the day. Ramrod. Yeah, whoever Ramrod was, he was, hey, boy, when he came to town, all the big girls was lined up.
Don't do that. See? I'm just saying. See, y'all disgraceful because them little hoes, hey, and y'all think that they not paying for ding-a-ling. They are.
Back girls were traveling over state lines to see Ramrod. Boy, I was just like, woo. Oh, you know Ramrod in Maryland. You gonna drive from North Carolina to Maryland to see a nigga check. Oh, okay. He must, hey.
And chances are he's slinging that dick for
he
some
probably,
man.
He probably was.
Oh,
hey,
my gosh. Hey.
He is.
But see, now, I mean, you know, not to get on this topic, you can't holler at a big girl like you could back in the day. Like, big girls used to be like, you know.
And see, y'all, no, and that's wrong.
Hear me out. Hear me out. That's No. It was just like, you know, it ain't now a big girl would diss you because they know they fine. Like back, big girls diss you because you know how the imaging was back then. Now, big girls know they fine. Like you can't just walk up to them any kind of way thinking you just gonna get you an easy win. She gonna diss the shit out your ass. She gonna be like, what?
So and you ain't get the right ones back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I'm just saying, man. So that's why I be like,
hilarious.
The nigga ain't shit. That's what he telling y'all. Low key. He ain't shit.
I'm just saying. See, that's what the star of the show can do. But anyway, man, we got 12 Kyle here.
This man got a family goat. To get
we got
back
the
to.
Goat in the building, 12 Kyle.
Oh, man. This dude is
I'm telling you, this Be Easy was like, listen, after he did that show, he was like, you know what? From now on, if they can't do the show like that, they can't come on the show. Like, hey, BZ put the stamp, and you know, that's just, hey, gotta go with the boss, hey, man.
Appreciate
safe.
It. Appreciate it, BZ.
Well, since it is Black History Month, we're gonna give some light to shine some light on some people that you know, we all know the GOATs, you know what I'm saying? The 12 Kyles, the MLKs, the Rosa Parks, you know, all the GOATs, we know them already.
The Queen Germs.
We're gonna talk about the unknown, some people that you might not have heard of. You know, thanks to the good brother Fonte. He gave me some Black History facts. You know what I'm saying? So all these in Black History Month would be all from the good brother Fonte.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Yes, Black History Facts. So this one is Jimmy Fingers Hopkins. He is known for performing the first hairline realignment, beard edge up, and a dark Caesar with the number two guard. So Jimmy Fingers Hopkins people need to be happy that their, you know, what you calling it called? Relative. Was this a known person in Black history? Because everybody know you got to have that crispy line. You got to have that nice haircut. And Mr. Jimmy Fingers Hopkins was maybe the best barber of all time.
Okay.
So I want to thank y'all.
Paved the way for y'all.
He paved the way for all you barbers. So barbers, y'all should pay homage to Mr. Jimmy Fingers Hopkins.
All right. Fingers.
We always do a Super Bowl pick. Super Bowl this year, we got the Bengals versus the Rams. And real quick, I know somebody that stopped watching football. They was a Rams fan. They stopped watching football, said they ain't going to watch no more. But now the Rams in the Super Bowl, they're back on. They talk about the Rams.
Because the Rams going to win by three.
The Rams going to. So you got the Rams winning by three.
Yeah.
I got the Bengals winning. 24 to 20. Bengals. Okay. 12 Kyle, who you got in this game?
I like the Rams too, man. I think it's just I think they'll have just too much for the Bengals, man. It's
yeah.
Bengals
I think it's their time.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, they paid for the team now. They went out there and got all those they traded the draft picks for the next decade away or something like that. So they don't even have to show up to the draft no more.
Their money don't make no money.
Yeah. So they put their nuts on the table. They said we're gonna do what Tampa did last year. We're gonna ball out for one season. It's go hard or go home. So y'all got the Rams, I got the Bengals. And shout out, I gotta take the Bengals for Slick P and Eclectic. You know, them the only two Bengal fans I know. And, right. My man Zeke. So them the only three Bengal fans that I know in real life. So I'm pulling for them because, you know, it gives all the garbage teams hope if the Bengals win. Like a Lions fan looking at this is like, it could be us. It could be us. Cleveland Brown fans, like Dallas Cowboy fans, like,
see,
it could be
now,
us.
Now you done going too far.
It could be us.
I mean, if we're going to keep it real about Dallas, I mean, Dallas hadn't been there since what? Tupac was still alive? I mean,
okay. So at this point, I'm about to go.
And what did the cell phone look like? Was there cell phones? It was a Zach Morris joint, right? Okay. All right. So those are your Super Bowl picks, man. Speaking of Super Bowl, you got your boy Brian Flores. You heard about him, Queen Germ? Mm-hmm. He was the head coach of the Dolphins. Notice I said was. And he was one of the, what, two or three Black coaches we might have had in the league at the time. And so once he got fired, you know, he thought he was going to he was interviewing for the job with the Giants. But before his interview, 3 days before, he gets a text from Bill Belichick, the coach of the Patriots. And he was like, hey, I'm hearing good things. Like, you're the guy. He was just like, oh, word. You know, I interview Thursday. And he was like, you sure you're interviewing? You talking to the right guy? And Belichick was like, oh, shit, my bad. I fucked that up. So then that spawned a whole suit against the NFL. You know, he's suing the league and all 32 teams about discrimination, not picking coaches and everything like that. So, I want to know, Queen Jern, how do you feel? Well, Kyle, let me ask you first.
Yeah, ask him.
Yes. How you feel about that, this whole thing?
It's necessary. It is a necessary move for Brian Flores to make. I will say this much. He also understands that this probably ends his career in the NFL. It doesn't mean that he won't coach someplace else, because I definitely think he can coach in college. But, you know, this is something, Jerm, that honestly that me and a lot of my friends, we've talked about for years. Like, their hiring practices has just been, I mean, it's been deplorable. There's only one, well, at the time that he filed his lawsuit, there was only one Black head coach in the NFL. And now there are two because of
Lovie. Three.
I know you're not counting Mike.
Three.
Mike McDaniel looks like Logic. He's not Black. I'm sorry.
His daddy's Black.
No, Jerm. They said that his dad's dad is his, like, his grandfather's Black. Like, so no, he ain't Black.
Yeah, no.
No.
Come on, man. Y'all can't.
That's not how that goes.
Here's the thing. When we walk in the room, people know we Black. If you gotta look at somebody and guess, they probably ain't Black. He is what Mike McDaniel is, what old folks used to say back in the day, is passing. He could go for passing. You know,
trying to find that list of all the coaches in the history of the NFL that were Black. It was like 18 or 19. Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ.
It's not. And so I salute Brian Flores for what he's doing. You know, I think it's messed up that he didn't get the opportunity. I mean, he just had a winning season. So, you know, most coaches get fired after, you know, messing up or just having bad years. I mean, he's had some winning seasons in Miami. He clashed with the owner, and, you know, allegedly part of his lawsuit, he said that the owner offered to pay him $100,000 per loss so that they could get a better draft pick. And he was like, no, I'm not doing it. And after that, he fell out of favor with the owner. So no, I'm definitely in his corner. You know, the NFL has to do better. And the Rooney rule that's in place, for those of you who don't know, the Rooney rule was a rule established by Art Rooney and the Rooney family out of Pittsburgh, saying that NFL teams would have to interview minority candidates for a job before they, you know, so basically you had to interview a black coach before you could hire a head coach. And it was put in place so, you know, we would have the opportunities, but the Rooney rule has been circumvented. And what a lot of people don't know is that the Rooney rule was only established because Johnny Cochran, rest in peace, had threatened to sue the NFL for their hiring practices. And this was when he was alive. So, you know, Johnny Cochran's been gone for a while. So the fact that he threatened to sue the NFL, and now we're in this place now where we have even less coaches than we had when he threatened to sue them, speaks volumes. But, you know, I think the NFL is going to be who they are. You know, you got these rich white owners, and there's 31 rich white owners who, you know, don't like you telling them who they should hire. And I think what happens is it's just like any other job, Germ and Queen Germ. People hire their friends, or they hire people that they know, or they hire people that they're close to, or people that look like them. Because here's the thing. If I'm working at a job and somebody says, hey, well, we need somebody, and I know Germ is right here and Germ is a good guy. Hey, why don't you bring my man Jeremy here? He can do his job. And like, that's how it works. And, you know, these owners and stuff, they hire coaches who get recommended to them. They're golf buddies. They're people that they grew up with. I mean, like, if you look at a coaching tree in the NFL, what you'll see is that a lot of these guys, they've either coached together, they played together, or they know somebody who knows somebody, or nepotism. That's the biggest thing in the NFL. And unfortunately, black people don't get a chance to benefit from that. You know, we don't have black coaching trees, you know, so I stand with Brian Flores. I hope that, you know, I honestly don't think his lawsuit will see the light of day, because he's got a lot of information on the NFL. Yeah. And I think what will end up happening is they'll end up settling out of court. Yeah. But if it changes their hiring practices, I think it works. It's a win-win.
Amen. Because everybody has gotten the hookup. Like, got put on the job. I know that's how I got mine.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Same here.
Yeah. Don't, look, Queen Jern, like, you know, that's how you got your job. You got the hookup. So it's like, it happens.
I mean, it happens all the time. And like you said, it's just the nature of the environment that we're in. Mm-hmm. And if we don't make things more diverse, you won't ever have representation where you haven't, because of the fact that we don't have the people who are already at the table. So if we don't get in there, you can never look out for the ones who are behind you, because there's nobody there to represent your group. And that's the thing that they like, is the fact that, for one, it's a money thing too. They making millions and billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. A lot of them don't want to see a black person on their level. Like, they don't think your ass got no business making the kind of money they make. So then it's like, it's harder for them to even see you in that light. Yeah. Like, we don't want your kids going to school with our kids.
What do you do to live out here? Like,
come on. You're a rap guy?
Did you, what? Come on, yeah, they
want to
know. Like, how did you do it?
But that's the thing. And if you ask, you know, particularly in different circles, if you ask them how they got their money or how they got to where they are, they won't tell you. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, and I want anybody white that's listening to this, black people don't want what you have. All we want is an opportunity. That's it. Because if you give us an opportunity, we can get what we want, period. But we got to know that, though. Yeah, I don't want what you got. What is for me is for me, and I can do fine just like that. But we need the opportunity. That's all. And that's what Brian Flores wants. So I hope that, you know, he exposes them. But again, I don't think the NFL doesn't want the PR. They are very proactive as far as trying to protect their image. Yep. And so, you know, he has the inner workings. He has text messages. He has emails. He has all of this stuff. So, no, when it comes down to it, especially if he can get other black coaches to speak on his behalf, they're not going to have that. There's too much dirt.
Mm, yep, because that's the thing. They don't want the dirt to get out, just with the whole the Gruden situation. It was like, Gruden, you just gonna have to eat this one. We're not going to let that stuff out. You're not going to ruin the image of the NFL. We turn a profit every year. We the best thing running in the world. We got, now you're not messing this up. So,
right.
Because it could get ugly, because you know it's some problematic owners out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm, that I'm pretty sure that don't really know how to use email, but when they use email, they...
Well, you just saw Bill Belichick. I mean, he had the word, the name Brian in his phone, and he thought he was sending the text message to Brian Daboll, who was white, and he was sending it to Brian Flores, who's black, and he coached with both of them. So when Brian Flores texted him back, and he produced the screenshot. So that's how you know he's got a lot of information. You don't just release stuff like that. And Belichick's only response was, damn, I fucked up. And he literally said that. Like, I mean, because, yeah, you did. And here, a 70-year-old white man don't know how to use a cell phone.
Bill's wife then caught him up and all kind of stuff.
Belichick kind of strikes me as the kind of guy that don't even have a cell phone on him. Like, he probably keeps a cell phone in the car. Like, he don't need it because he'll do anything.
He doesn't know how to clear his browser history either. No, he doesn't. he keeps some old football tapes playing in the background under minimized screen. So, what you watching? Oh, just the 1986 game, you know. But anyway, Tom fucking Brady actually retired. I want to know, Kyle, it's been a, you know, we're the only people on the phone that can speak of beating Tom Brady in this, I mean, on this call, that can speak of beating Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
Y'all ain't did nothing. You ain't suit up nowhere.
Our teams.
Oh, okay.
You don't even know what the Super Bowl is. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what the Super Bowl is.
It was single digits the last time. It was just XX the last time your team went. The 20s. But at any rate, sorry, Queen Germ. It's okay.
It's not okay.
Y'all will get back there one day. And I know when y'all get back there, you're going to let me hear it. But Tom Brady retired. What's your feelings about Tom Brady?
I ain't never liked him, so.
Why you ain't like Tom Brady? What was about him that you ain't like? He was attractive, wasn't he?
He white. But I'm
just saying. He was attractive.
You didn't think Tom Brady was a hunk?
I don't think so. No. He didn't catch my eye at all.
Oh, okay. But he was a winner on that field, though. He did some amazing stuff on the football field that I have to, you know, like the, you know, sorry, Cal, but that the game against the Falcons was amazing. I almost thought he was gonna pull it off in the playoffs this year, but I think he needed to be down at least 25 or more for him to come back. 24, he really don't want to come back from 24. That's not impressive. So that's why I think they didn't come back this year. But what about you, Cal? Your feelings on Tom Brady?
Hey, man, he went out on top. You know, I think you have to tip your cap to him. He is going down as the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. And he left, you know, without any stones unturned. He didn't leave winning a Super Bowl, but hell, he won 7 of them. I mean, you know, one of the beauties of us watching this week's Super Bowl is that Brady ain't in it. So we don't have to hear about Brady. But, I got a lot of respect for the guy, man. I mean, he was somebody who I remember when I saw him in college. He wasn't nowhere near what we thought, you know, I mean, like he was a borderline. He almost got cut from the Patriots, like in his first training camp. So for him to go from being the 199th pick to, I mean, think about it, how history changes. I mean, like,
wow,
from him to, you know, so he wasn't somebody like a LeBron or Jordan where, you know, their athleticism or they were destined to be great from an early age. This was a guy who paid his dues and worked really hard. And I mean, like, he's a testament. So, I mean, like, it's time. I mean, he's 44 years old. And I'm sure his wife, you know, and she said it publicly, like, why are you still playing? Like, I'm running around with these kids.
She's like, what are you doing this? You know, you have rings. Like,
right. And I mean, like, Queen Drum can attest to this. She's holding down the household. And I mean, I know we're probably thinking, oh, Tom Brady's probably got, you know, servants and handmaids and butlers and all, but still, it's, as and Germ, you know, from your days of coaching because you're such a great coach, you know, football is
king of Tom Brown, the king Tom of Tom Brown, the king,
you know. But the thing about it is that, you know, you're still there, you're coming home every night. Brady probably spends a lot of time away, and you know, he's going out of town and all the stuff like that, and he misses the ballet dances or he misses his son's basketball game and that type of stuff. Especially if you're a father, as you get older and your kids get older, that stuff kind of tugs on you, and you'll never get that time back. Yeah, he's got those rings and he's given himself and his body to, you know, the NFL and to fans, but you know, he's got 3 kids and a wife. And so, you know, I'm sure that they want him even more. And it means a lot more to his kids to, you know, for him to be at their basketball game or to pick him up from school. And, you know, but I'm sure he'll find other things to do. But it was time. It was time. And he's had a great career, great run.
I like how he just stole all the thunder from the Super Bowl, though. He was just like,
I ain't in it, but y'all gonna be talking
about
me.
Talk about me, because Adam Schefter, the one, broke the story, and he just wouldn't let it go. He was like, no, my sources told me. He was like, oh, what was your boy named Templeton in the fifth season of The Wire? It's in my notes.
Yeah.
He was like, it's in my notes. He was just like, no, someone told me he's retiring. You know, so we still talk about Tom Brady, but I know I was glad that I was able to see, like, in my lifetime, I think that I had a nice little sports-wise, and maybe even in the world, just my time on this earth. Like, I don't think another generation maybe futuristic, but I don't know. No.
I think we
lived in the greatest generation ever. Like, I really think from 70 to now, mm-hmm. the greatest. Like, because I don't think nobody else gonna top that. No, because we did so much in the world. We went from, like, no TVs and TVs now, just flat screens. We got TVs in our pockets. We got a whole computer fax machine, printer, right here in our damn pocket. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, telephone, all kinds of stuff. Like, you know, it's crazy. And I, you know, just think of all the highlights of sports we saw, like Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, like all this stuff, tennis-wise, you want to go Ivan Lendl, Agassi, Steffi Graf, the Williams sisters. Damn. I mean, all the things we saw in our generation, I don't think another generation gonna top it. I'm sorry. I can't. I don't think so. I really don't. Because we saw so much, like space travel. Huh?
I said, I can't disagree.
Oh, I thought you said, the 20s to the 40s?
No.
Prohibition era was popping.
I mean, like, you think about it, like, we're in our 40s. So our parents, you know, they experienced, the civil rights movement. Mm-hmm. And our grandparents, you know, was in the, you know, 20s, if you will. And then so our great grandparents, bro, that's slavery. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we're not far. But, like, I tell people all the time, like, even something as simple as our ability to vote has really just been in the last 50 years. So it's
exactly.
Like, you know, the ones that came before us, our ancestors that came before us, they had it so much harder. It's important that we impress upon that to, you know, the next generation, our kids, our grandkids, and so forth and so on. But no, I wouldn't trade living the time that we lived. Because things are so different. I mean, guys got kids, I got kids, and you know, I mean, think about how much time our kids spend on their cell phones when we would just go outside.
Yeah.
Like that's some of the things I talk about on the podcast. Like, outside was the best place to be, because what was happening outside? Everything. The punishment would be if your mom said, you can't go outside.
Bro, the worst part was, excuse me, you looking out the window and you seeing your friend just like chilling on the green thing, just sitting on the green list. And you just like, man, I don't know what they talking about, man. They're just having so much fun.
Everything was going on outside. So, I mean, like, I wouldn't trade this generation. My generation, our generation, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah, but it's going down after this.
What you mean?
The shit is getting fucked up.
Hey, man.
Every day we getting closer and closer
on the
to
ship,
the end.
We on the ship till it go down, baby.
Yeah,
well, I'm just saying. I mean, it is. I'm just saying. Like, you know what everything is going down.
I tell them, just like I tell my kids, y'all gonna have to figure this out.
Yeah.
Like, you've given your kids everything that you know. You when you knock wood, hopefully it's a long time from now, but when you leave this earth, you will leave them something. A lot of stuff, not just material stuff, but you gave them wisdom. You gave them so much stuff. So, like, they gotta figure it out. Like, it doesn't come with a manual that you got to figure it out. So,
yeah,
the old folks say they wiser, but they weaker. These kids ain't about shit these days. I ain't gonna lie. Most of them ain't.
Now they're more diplomatic. Like, they speak up for themselves. Like, hey, like, they do things we never would have done. Like, I would never go to my parent and tell me, oh, I don't like when you yell at me, or I have feelings, or I don't want to eat this, or, like, they really have opinions and you have to value their opinion. Like, we didn't get it. When we went out to eat, we just went and sat down. Like, we didn't know what mom was going to order
for
us.
Your plate and you get what the fuck I put in front of you, and you better like it.
I was just like, I was forced to eat fish for so long, and I was just like, mama, I really don't like fish. But every time we went to KNW, she got me that cod fish. And I was just like, but mama, I really don't like fish. And for years, I mean, I was just like,
what did you want? Chicken?
So a hamburger, something else, not fish. Like,
yeah, you don't have no option.
Yeah, you don't have no options. You just go sit down. Like, they put it in front of you. Yeah, you like, dang, or you know, some of our brothers and my siblings be like, oh, you don't, we'll trade, like, yeah. Oh, you won't do.
And that's what we always did. We traded our food out. Man, it's five of us.
Yeah, so. These kids today, they get to order their own food. Yes, I like to, but I was just like, I never got to order my own food.
And
like,
then I was thinking they bought it about it now. Yeah. You can't get what they want. At, well, I don't want it.
Man. What? They go, look, I remember one time, man, I got so mad at Queen Jern. We went out to eat. We was out, you know, at the burger place or something. I think it was Burger King or some shit like that. This was like, Juan was probably about 7, 8, maybe 9 at the old. She was like, he was like, yeah, get him a Whopper. I said, a Whopper? I said, he 8 years old. He don't get to eat a Whopper at 8. Like,
no, cut it in half.
What
get
are
him
we
a Whopper.
Doing?
Like, that's what you're concerned about.
No, you don't get a Whopper at 8. I said, his meal costs more than mine. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck? Like, oh, man. But, you know, kids these days. But yeah, man. I don't know how we got on that topic, but that was a cool topic to get into. Queen Germ, I gotta ask you the audacity of this woman. A man's dying wife asks if she can have sex with her ex just one last time. Any spouse would want to provide the love and care for their partner within their dying months and days. But one man shared how his dying wife has expressed a specific wish to sleep with her ex. Now, I want to know, Queen Germ, is that a reasonable request?
And is. Yes, if I'm dying and I want something, if I wanted some pistachio ice cream, well, you would go to the store and get me some pistachio ice cream, right?
That's ice cream, yes.
So if I wanted a little bit of, you know, Michael, Jimmy, whoever, I don't see what the problem would be. I'm about to die.
Okay. You're going to die after you get through that sentence, because I'm going to pull the plug on your motherfucking man. You go ahead and do it. Like, once you ask me that, I'm going to be like, okay, go ahead.
But that's why you can't even ask the person.
You
see, can y'all ask can't
me.
Handle
I ain't going to feel bad about
too.
Pulling that plug either.
Y'all
I'm
can't
like,
handle
gonna, it. I'm like, we've been married 50 years, so you mean tell me you want to fuck a motherfucker from 55, 56, 60 years ago?
And you better hope it was 55 years ago, because it could have been 5.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. So that's why
if
I'm
she
like,
still
yeah.
want it, because me personally, I'm going to just be real. I said it. Because I needed to say it. Because I don't have a I don't have a problem with that being her wish. My concern is the fact that if you're dying and you know you're dying, why are you trying to fuck on your way out?
Hey,
like, is that really what you're thinking about?
Mm-hmm. When you're dying, that's what your thoughts are going through everything, I guess.
I'm just saying. I mean, I guess she said she done had enough of your dangling, so she wanna get, you know, that old thing back, I guess. That's how y'all do.
These people were. Let me look and see how, because that
because I'm just trying to figure out, like, if I'm old enough, 12 Kyle, correct me if I'm wrong. If I mean, you might have some different feelings, but I'm just trying to understand if I'm thinking about the people, I'm processing the fact that they say I have a terminal disease or whatever. I don't think that's what I would be doing, is thinking back on the best sex I ever had. And I'm thinking like, oh yeah, so-and-so was pretty good. Let me see if I could call him up and get a little bit of that before I go.
Yeah, I mean, like that. That's a lot. It's that you got a lot of audacity, or like old people say, you got a lot of nerve. You got a lot of nerve. You about to leave here, leave me with all these medical bills after you check out. And I got the, and that's your request. Like, you didn't ask, hey, can you take me to Canada? Can you take me to our favorite place in Jamaica? Can you take me down the street to get, you know, some cocoa bread? Yeah.
I want
to
go skydiving or something.
Yeah, go skydive, right? Your parachute ain't gonna work.
I'm just saying, at least I'm saying, like, you wouldn't kill her if she was just trying to do some shit with you, is it?
No, definitely.
See,
wouldn't.
That
no.
looked like a lie.
Yeah, that's going a little too far. I mean, like, I couldn't, that's like you said, Queen Joy, that if you're dying, that shouldn't be on your mind. I just, because like you said, if you're asking for it, then that tells me, like, it's been recent. Like, it ain't been, it's been a minute. You know, it ain't been a minute. It's been some time recent, if that's what you're asking for. And just the nerve to, I'd rather you just go do it than go ask me for it. I mean, like, that's mad disrespect. Because
you trying to man gangster at that point. Like, nigga, can I go and smash with this person? Yeah, get there. Let us know the facts.
My wife has a terminal disease. She is projected to live at most 9 months. I am, of course, destroyed. We've been together for a decade. I don't remember life without her, and I don't know what I'm going to do when she's gone. I've been doing my best to make the last days of her life good and grant whatever wish I can. The doctor said that she was likely to need a wheelchair in 4 or 5 months. Then by month 8, she'll be bedridden for the last few weeks. That's if she doesn't decline faster. Recently, she sat me down and told me that one of the last things she wanted to do was have sex with a previous partner of hers. I, of course, was shocked. And when I asked why the fuck she wants that, so basically she thinks that her most physically compatible, satisfying lover was him. She gave a whole monologue about how sex sometimes is just physical and how emotionally fulfilling sex is with me, but it was bullshit to get to that point. So now I'm left with this: deny my dying wife a wish for my own ego, or let her go fuck another man who she used to mess with. So
yeah, I'm with you, Drum. I might pull the plug on her.
Yeah,
I mean, it ain't even a pull the plug type of thing.
Hey, your chemo gonna be spiked this week. I'm gonna tell them to give me that extra spicy one. You gonna get out of here real quick. Up. Yes. The radiation, I'm going to throw a watch in there or something. It's going to bun your
really,
ass
nigga?
Up. Oh, what happened?
Your 9 months just turned in 9 minutes.
Yes.
Really, 12 pounds?
I'm telling you, man. Hey, look.
Queen John, you know how disrespectful that is?
That's disrespectful.
But that's the reason why people cheat. Because you can't tell nobody.
Black men don't cheat. So
Kanye West said, you know, true love is spoiled by monogamy, like that.
Whenever you quote Kanye West,
Wait. Hold on. Time out. Flag on the play. Queen John, I know that you're intelligent. You have a doctor. Please don't ever quote that Negro.
I'm just saying something that I heard.
I'm sitting back listening. What did he say?
Because he ain't said nothing profound ever. But I get where you're coming from. But I hope that this story is not really real, but yeah, that's crazy.
It's gotta be a white man, no black.
Black men don't cheat. We already know that.
Yeah. And do. But they do. But my thing, I've been with
the same woman. I've only slept with one woman and only had sex one time.
Awesome. Awesome. See? I'm so happy for y'all.
Me too. Same thing.
Yeah, I'm so
one
happy
time.
For y'all.
That's one time.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know how we got 4 kids, but we only had sex once.
Okay. Well, y'all doing something wrong. But
they quadruplets.
I'm just saying, like, you know, those parts are meant for a purpose. But
he just released the eggs at different times.
Oh, okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, he was just like, you know, now let's release the other one.
Okay. All right. It sounds like some real new science over there.
Yeah, that's what we got.
Yeah.
But yeah, so people I just feel like if that's your dying wish, whatever it is, I just feel like I would take matters into my own hands before I become crippled. Like you didn't even have to ask the man, could you go and do it? You go and see if Jimmy want to fuck you, because he might not even want your stuff. So you out here putting your whole marriage in jeopardy over some shit, and then that nigga might be with somebody.
Yeah, he's like, what? I don't want that. He's like, you think I'm a risk of this for that? Girl, you sick
you
right now.
You finna die.
Yeah, like.
I might fuck you and kill you.
Yes. Like, you know, you're taking medicine and stuff, your skin all funny color and stuff. Like, what kind of terminal disease
like,
you got?
What's that? Like, nobody don't want to be bothered with you, girl.
I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Fly away. I'm like, listen, wife too. I'm like, look, we get a divorce between
ain't
these
even
9 months. No, because you're not leaving me with no doctor bills.
She
no
gonna copay. Have none. She gonna have none of that. Cause she gonna have a life insurance. I'm sure she has a life insurance policy that's gonna cover all them things, and you gonna get a nice check. Nine months is a short time. A short time to wait. If the people already done told her 9, she might not have but 6.
Hey, she might have pre-existing things there today. We ain't covering none of that. You stuck me with the bill. No way. We getting you up out of here. We're gonna donate your body to science.
That's the only way you get a free slate. Then.
That brings us right into everybody's favorite holiday. It's Valentine's Day, y'all. Well, it's coming up anyway.
Coming up.
By the time you hear the show, it'll be Valentine's weekend. All y'all people be out there with your loved ones. You know, some people gonna find out they're the side piece this weekend, male or female. Valentine's Day is on a Monday, right?
It is.
Okay, so that means, well, actually, this gonna work out for everybody. So you're not gonna find out you're the side piece this week, because I can either take you out Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday.
Yeah.
So fellas, women, all y'all cheating ass people out there, y'all got saved by Monday Valentine's Day.
And they did.
Mm. Yes, they did. Because I can tell you Friday, we're going out for Valentine's Day.
You can tell me anything.
I can tell you Saturday, we're going out for Valentine's Day. I could be out with my number 2 on this day, number 3 that day, 4, 3, whatever number that is. And if, you know, in your rotation, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully none of these women are confirmed spouses, because we don't cheat. People, we're not condoning cheating at all, because that sucks.
But I'm going to tell you now, you know when you the side piece anyway, because there are so many hints to being the side piece. It's not just the, it's just not the holidays.
Some people
now
are real good.
It's just, no, they not. Because if a nigga don't lay with you every night, you know you a side piece.
I might work at night.
No. Because you get off. You off at least 2 days out of the week. So if them 2 days that you off, we not laying in the same bed, that's a problem.
But what if I am laying in the bed them two nights?
Okay, you laying in the bed with me them two nights.
Them two nights.
So therefore,
the other five, I'm at work.
And that's probably not the truth either. I'm telling you, people lie, and you know stuff. Like if a nigga, if you've been dealing with a person for a certain period of time, you know how they move. Mm-hmm. If you on the phone, niggas get quiet. You're doing some shit you ain't got no business doing.
I might just be talking about something I want you to hear.
And that 9 times out of 10,
I could be talking to my fellas, and we'll talk about some old crazy stuff, and I'm like, oh, my wife.
Exactly.
See, but then again, I ain't doing nothing. I'm just, I'm being out of respect for you. I don't want to see you talk me all filthy. Because like I said, fellas talk different with their fellas than when you talk in front of you. Am I not right, 12 count?
You're right. I mean, they change from time to time. Sometimes. Yes. And if your lady is cool and she cool with your friends, then conversation shouldn't change.
Yeah. But still.
But people know. People know when they decide.
I like being more respectful. You know,
oh, no question. No question.
But I mean, as far as some people don't know, they decide piece.
Because they don't want to know. Thing is, you want to be in love. If that's what you're signing up for, that's what you're going to do. That's the thing I tell people. When
but
you
if
come
you get
it
to go plate, you decide, chick. I'm going to be honest.
Anytime you get it. If you get it on a regular basis.
No,
if you
I'm
never
on this weekend.
Oh, this weekend specifically.
They say, hey, we just going to eat at your crib, you decide piece.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If your meal come in a brown paper bag, side piece. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, with the weekend being his way, you can't really tell this year.
But if you're not going out with me,
I mean,
if we ain't been to Walmart together, we ain't been to the grocery store together, we not.
I don't like going to places like
and
that.
And that's why people think I'm single. That's why.
Why do they think that?
Because they see me by myself with my kids all the time.
But that means your husband working, provide for your family.
That's not what the people think, though.
What would they say if I was always around? They're like, dang, she always with her husband. That nigga don't do nothing. No. He always with, see what I'm saying? What's the alternative?
The alternative is you
the
have
mystery
to have balance. You have
the
to have
mystery
balance.
I like the mystery.
You got to be there sometimes, but you can't just have him out there looking crazy all the time.
You don't be looking crazy. You be looking like everything going together. The car is not declining. You're getting what you're going to the store, getting what you need. I don't have a problem. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that you don't need to see my husband. You see my wife and my kids. They not bum me or nothing like that. They not out there with a sign saying need food or nothing like that. They not asking. It doesn't matter where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? So I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I like it that way.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you know you married.
Do I?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You sleep, don't I sleep with you every night? I come home every night? Yeah. Except for like Friday nights. I might stay up a little late in there.
That you don't come to bed at all?
I mean, but that's my ritual. I stay up every Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
C2F Kyle. You know what I'm saying? So
not that I go out. I stay up. I'm home. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But you ain't in here with me.
But I'm still home.
Here. So who in the garage with you? I don't know who could be. You couldn't let anybody in there though.
Yeah. You really come on. You really think that? See, that's the thing. The crazy stuff, like you, the wild stories. Yeah, I could have done that. But would I? No. You're right. I could have done. I could have jumped off this building and, you know what I'm saying, and thought I was a bird and flew away. But I didn't do that. You see what I'm saying?
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is actually possible.
I could jump off a bird, but
you would be foolish to think so.
Yeah.
But me, on the other hand, somebody walking in this door, as many people who come in and out of here on a Friday night, I don't know what's going
many
on.
People
come, I don't know what's going on in here. So I had to go and put on the music and just pray myself to sleep at night, trying to just
look at woe is me, Queen Germ. Yeah. Right here, she does it every week. She tug at y'all heartstrings. Boy, I tell you.
The people don't care nothing about me. They don't care nothing about me. But it's all right, though.
So,
We on Valentine's Day, motherfucker.
Oh, 12 Kyle, do you have big plans for Valentine's Day? Because, you know, my thing is, people that have real big plans to go all out, they're cheating. You know what I'm saying? So I like to, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you go in there and buy, like, a big-ass teddy bear and 1,000 balloons and you do all this, oh, this motherfucker cheating. You know what I'm saying? And that's just my rule. And so I try to keep it simple. You know what I'm saying? Let you know, hey, it's a token of my, you know, gratitude, my love. It ain't got to be grand, because if you show somebody love, like Queen Jern knows I love her, and I show her throughout the year. So Valentine's Day... So February 14th, it's just another day over here with us, and she knows she's loved and she feels the love. So why I gotta get you a gift? Like, I just like Queen Germ's conditioned to not even look for gifts on Valentine's Day. She knows, you know.
And I am not.
She get a card, and you know what I'm saying? You know, that's I give her a nice card and take her out to eat. We get the little heart pizza from Pizza Hut every year. You know what I'm saying? It's very, you know, it's nice and cute. It's a, you know, it takes us back to days when we ain't had no money. You know what I'm saying? And, you know.
See, this nigga is trying me. This nigga is trying me now. All I know is I better have a nice gift.
It's valid, but baby, look, we just had an anniversary last month.
And that was a
and Christmas was a week that before that. So you know what I'm saying? Like you should be gifted out.
You on the shit list from the anniversary. So
no, how? Oh, I got you a nice gift on anniversary. Oh, are we looking? Oh, you ain't get a nice gift for anniversary? Oh, okay. See, see, that's the thing. See, that's okay.
When is your birthday?
No. My birthday is August the 21st, but okay. Our anniversary was January 2nd.
Yes.
No, I know that. I was
okay.
I get a break between February and August. Well, no, because then Mother's Day is in May. Mm-hmm, and then, you know, but 3 months later, she get another gift.
But that ain't
she
even the
gifts
thing.
All year.
See, this is
all year long.
Niggas want to get off the hook, but I'm 365 over here.
I'm 366.
If you ain't but five, you ain't got to do shit but five times out of the year. Mm-hmm. How the hell do you think you won't measure up?
I do five and get over with and have to do nothing.
You don't measure up, buddy.
What you mean? Five gifts.
So five gifts.
You want a Christmas gift? Well, that ain't starting yet. So you get an anniversary gift. Mm-hmm. Then you get a
Valentine's
gift. Then you want a Mother's Day gift. Uh-huh. Then a birthday. Then Christmas.
Uh-huh.
That's five gifts.
That's five gifts. That's okay. How I told you. You ain't got to do but five, but I'm 365. But then every time you want me to go do something, I go to the store. I do whatever you want me to do for you. I don't complain. But as soon as I say, I want a Brahmin, or I want some shoes, or I want to go somewhere, or I want to go to the spa. Why is it that I got to get so much pushback? When the shit that you want me to do it with a smile.
Look, you hear what he said? Go to the store. And then she started talking about Brahmin, spa, and trips.
Listen like, now. It does add up. It does add up. Because if I'm 365 at $10 a pop, that means I'm $3,650. Yeah. I ain't call out nothing that costs you no $3,000 yet. Yeah, my Brahmin costs $300. That ain't nothing.
Okay.
One time.
Where you get this fat this quick math from that you just did? That's what I'm wondering. Where did you get $10 a day come from?
Just what I said, nigga.
So $10 a day is what you think?
Hey, on average. So therefore, it may fluctuate. But what I'm saying is, I'm not counting it because I do it out of the heart. So okay. I ain't even taking tabs.
Like
I ain't
counting. So,
I ain't keeping tabs. But I'm just saying.
Anyway, so 12. Getting back to my original question, do you have any big plans?
Oh man, I have no plans. We're just gonna keep it. Because of COVID. I mean, like we would in years past, we would go out to dinner and stuff. But I mean, like much like you guys, man, we've been married 22 years.
Congratulations!
Thanks, man. I mean, like, and so well, this will be. I'm sorry, this will be 22 years in September. And okay. So, but we dated in college for another 4 years. So like when people ask me like how long y'all been together, my answer is always forever, because that's what it feels like, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, when you were younger, I mean, I remember one year we I think I just moved here, I think to Atlanta, I think it was like 97 98, but it was Valentine's Day and we was like, let's go out to dinner, and we said we were going to what's the seafood spot, Papado's. There you go, Queen Germ. Okay. we going to Papado's. Queen Germ, I got dressed up. I was fly. She was fly. We was like, we going to Papado's. Man, Queen Germ, King Germ, when we got to Papado's, the line was out the door. Yeah. It looked like you would have thought somebody was giving away free food or something. Inside. I mean, like, and when I got, dude was like, he said, yeah, the hour, he said, the wait is, I was thinking he was going to say the wait was an hour. He said, yeah, the wait's probably about 2.5-3 hours.
God, dog.
I'm like, bro, it's 7 o'clock now. So, you know, after that, like, we just kind of tempered on going out to dinner and stuff like that on Valentine's Day. I mean, we've been together for long enough. It always, it's a card and, you know, I can't.
A little something.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't remember the last time we exchange gifts on.
Listen to that, 12 guy. That's a good stand-up man right here. High value gentleman.
But we don't have to exchange gifts. You just make sure you buy me some. Shit. Talk yourself out of one.
That's not an exchange.
That was it. So, we don't have to exchange. That's what he just said. We're not exchanging. But you just give me something.
No, that's the thing. Look, listen. he's been married longer than us. Look, it works for them.
Yeah, it works, but it ain't gonna work for me.
I can't speak for you, Jerm, but no.
Are you known as a good gift giver to FK?
Yeah, I am. I am.
Okay.
I am. See, I mean, like, she'll tell you that, but you know, much like you guys, like you were saying, Jerm, like, she will have Valentine's Day, and then her birthday is next month, and then we got Mother's Day, you know, and then obviously Christmas and stuff. So, but it's more to it than that. I mean, like, gifts are exchanged or given, you know, 365, to be honest. I mean, we always, it's rare that I'm on Amazon and I, you know, get something for my, you know, big purchase stuff for myself and then don't get her something or something like that. So, and she's always getting stuff for me. So it's, we just kind of handle it like that, but, and everybody's different. So, but no, I think you guys, Jerm, you at the very least you can get a card, maybe some candy.
I always get a card, and I always get good cards. I don't buy cheap cards, and I don't have a box full of cards, and I just get one that's appropriate for the situation. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I buy a card, and I look, and I read, and I find one that speaks to me, and then I get that card.
Do you get your daughter a card too?
What you mean, for her birthday?
Yeah, no, for Valentine's Day.
Do I?
I always buy a card for you to sign.
Yeah. The wife takes care of that. You know, she brings it to me, my secretary.
Because my very first Valentine was my father for several years, and it just means so much to me. Does. So therefore, I just feel like that's important.
Because I mean, you know, I'm not thoughtful like that when it comes to things. So my wife will bring me stuff like, hey, here, you know,
sign this for the
children. Yeah, most of the time I'm just like, hey, just tell me what I need to do. You need $80, whatever. Just tell me. You go do it. You know what I'm saying? Put my name on it.
Put your name on it.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me. That's understood. The way I feel.
Understood.
Yeah, because it's like, hey, because I don't like shopping. Like, you know, I walk in, get what I want, and I walk out tomorrow. I never walk in. Like, I never find the good deals because I don't take the time to go to
You don't even find the matching clothes.
Yeah. Stop that. It was on the mannequin.
And it did not match. Match.
Take that up with them. It matched. It was on the mannequin. Like, what are you talking about?
You go in and pull that mess, and that stuff did not match.
Okay, if you say so. It was on the mannequin. I was like, hey, give me that outfit right there. I walked in the store. What size she is?
She a little thick around the middle.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. Like, what? How does
she kind of look like you? She look like you.
Yeah, I'm like, just. I mean, if it's wrong, she bring it back. Like,
and she likes coming in here.
Yeah, she come here all the time. So yeah. But anyway,
I tell all y'all men listening, for Valentine's Day, y'all better listen to me if you want them people for real. Nah. You better go big or don't go home. Y'all coming in there with that bullshit.
You just heard two married people over almost 20 years tell you don't do shit.
No, they're not saying that. Y'all not saying that.
Yeah.
Now you gotta have some type of gesture. Go big,
you're gonna think you're cheating. I keep telling you that.
You don't have to go super big. Like, we ain't saying go outside of your price range, because they're big, maybe $25 big. Mm-hmm. But you talking about don't do anything, that's not thoughtful at all.
It's not, because cuffing season will end on the 15th. So listen, fellas, if you made it this far, cuffing season ends. Because the high girls, it's about to be spring, and y'all going to get the, you know what I'm saying? So look, hold out. Just hold out. Don't do anything. You'll be able to get that same thing on clearance next month.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
Disgusting.
Boy, you're stupid. Because
they're going to be giving it away. It's hot. It's going to get warm. So fellas, man, just like I said, man.
And they gonna take my advice. They didn't handle Valentine's.
Huh?
The women going to be thirsty.
Yes. I'm telling you. Just play it. Listen, fellas, listen. That's the way to go, man. Since we're talking about love, it's time for our top 10 list, and it's all about love. But it's the opposite. It's the top 10 cities.
Top 10 worst cities.
Yeah, the top 10 worst cities for dating. So last week we did the best cities for dating. This week we're doing the worst cities for dating. And some of these cities you might know. Number 10, a worst city for dating. We got Charlotte, North Carolina. Number 9, Houston, Texas. You know why it's so damn hard to date in Houston? Because there's too many bad women down there. Sorry. That's why it's terrible.
And you saying bad isn't good?
Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good, like Reverend Run said. Number 8, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You know why it's hard to date Pittsburgh? Because there ain't nothing up there in Pittsburgh. It's a damn... It looked like one of them old hardworking cities, and I'm pretty sure they got some hardworking women up there. Old tough hands, Marge looking women, you know, large, truck drivers. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that. See.
Number seven, Atlanta, Georgia. What? You know why it's hard to date in Atlanta?
Oh, I can tell you why.
Because it's expensive as hell. Them women down there are unreasonable. They you got to be making $500,000 for their project having ass. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's man. Whew, man. Number seven is Atlanta. Number six, Greensboro, North Carolina. Wow. They got Greensboro / Winston. Like, these two cities are like 40 miles apart. How the hell did both of them? Maybe we tied for number six.
So. Must be.
Greensboro, I mean, it's hard to date in Greensboro because ain't nothing to do.
Niggas ain't shit. That's why.
Niggas ain't shit. I'm glad I had to leave Greensboro to find my bride.
To bring her back to Greensboro. To knock her up in Greensboro.
Hey, man, things happen. Okay. Number five, Louisville, Kentucky. Shout out to GQ Blue. You know, he's the eligible bachelor ladies up there in Louisville. You know what I'm saying? How to my nigga GQ Blue. It's hard for dating.
Hit him up.
Yeah, hit him up, man. Number four. Listen, we do a list. Every week we do time, we do a list to talk about bad cities. And this city has made every fucking list. Number four, Detroit, Michigan. Let me tell you.
Detroit. Every time
we do something terrible, Detroit's on the list. And I mean, it's hard to date in Detroit, man. Come on, man. You seen Detroit, man. Come on, man.
Like, it's cold in the D.
It's cold in the D. And I mean,
only thing hard is them bullets.
Yeah. and them conies. Number three, we got Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. Mm. Hard to date up there. Why? Because it's too fucking cold.
Oh.
Nobody wants to date in the cold. Like, mm-hmm. You can't get to know me in this cold. I'm walking right by your ass. I'm not, no. Mm-mm, sorry. Number two, Wichita, Kansas. I mean, come on, y'all. We know why it's hard to date in Wichita. It's fucking Kansas. Like, what the fuck they do out in Kansas, man, besides play basketball? Like, that's it. Like, Pat Mahomes, you know what I'm saying? Whatever.
That's it.
That's it. All you do is play basketball in Kansas. Like, and avoid tornadoes. And
I'm about to say, here you go with the little.
And the number one worst city for dating is Kansas City, Missouri. I guess it's hard to date out there because the barbecue so damn good or something. I don't know. I mean, Pat Mahomes, he got a date out there. Well, he ain't from Kansas City. He been with his girl since high school. I know he's terrible. I know he's horrified. Lord have mercy. Bless
Why
the child.
You say that?
I mean, think about it. You been with one girl since high school?
He probably was with more girls.
I mean, yeah, of course he was. He got caught cheating. That's why he had to give her a baby. Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. It's the truth.
Yeah. Him and Travis Kelce, they was out cheating. Pat got mad. I mean, girl got mad, so he had to give her a baby. So now
that makes it a good thing.
Can't go nowhere. And if you do, you know, he signed that $500 million deal. So, you know, hey, I gotta straighten up, man. I gotta be good. So give me your top three cities, top of the three worst cities, 12 Kyle. I mean, what did you see the list? No, I didn't see the list, 12 Kyle.
No. I actually wrote it.
Oh, he wrote it out. See, look at go.
top three cities that I would not want to live in.
Yeah, let's go with the knots first.
Okay. Definitely wouldn't want to live in Wichita. Probably because, again, who would want to live in Wichita?
Shockers.
Louisville, because, I mean, outside of Kentucky Derby's not really much going on there.
Damn, shout out to GQ Blue.
And the D, man. I've never been to the D, man, but I couldn't.
Look, if you ain't went in the glory days, you definitely don't want to go now.
I couldn't do it now. I couldn't.
Queen Jerry, give me your three top, your worst of the worst.
Okay, so my worst of the worst would have to be Kansas City, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Pittsburgh.
What?
What I'm going to go there for?
You going to let Detroit slide?
Well, you know I'm down for the thug life. Okay. I like that type of shit.
I'm like, hold on. You know, my three words is Detroit, Detroit, and Detroit. Yeah. And your favorite city is 12 Cal.
Of course Atlanta, because I live here.
Okay.
I've never been in Houston, but I'll say Houston.
I wonder why.
Then Houston, look, it sounds like a good place to hang. Sounds like a good time.
The Galleria Mall is a nice place to go.
And surprisingly, Minneapolis.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, man. I lived and worked there for a year. I would work during the week and then fly home on the weekends. And it was, man, Minneapolis was beautiful. It is a beautiful city. Now it's cold. I've never been that cold before in my life.
You never but when be it's, that cold again.
Nah, because I ain't going back. And if I do go back, it's gonna be in the summertime. But like when it's spring. Spring and summer is that's why people live there. It is a beautiful city, but
you
nah.
got to go through so much hell when it gets cold.
Yeah, though. Yeah. Now when it gets cold, I mean, like Germ, I remember it snowed in December. It snowed like the first week in December. It snowed every single week from December until like March, like
oh, shit.
To the point where you get tired of snow. And I mean, like it's not like because we're from the South, so
yeah.
stuff stops when it snows. It don't mm-hmm. stop up there. Like mm-hmm. you can have 10 inches on the ground and you got to go to work, you know, cause the roads are clear. You know, they clear the roads before you even go to school or go to work. So, but it's a beautiful city. Beautiful city. Man.
All right, Queen Jern, your top three.
So my top three, I'm gonna say in this order, since I can see my first child in this city, I'm gonna say Greensboro, North Carolina. The second would be Atlanta, Georgia. And then third would be Detroit.
No, you say
don't,
that.
Don't be mad because I
want to
get
you
that.
Say, look, no, you don't want. All right, look, we'll go to Detroit. Fuck that. That's the trip we're gonna go this year. Fuck, okay. Fuck going to Vegas and that. We going to Detroit. We gonna go to.
And he know he don't want to be there.
Yeah, that's what we gonna go. Motherfucking Detroit. My top three, man, probably be. I'm gonna go ATL, Houston, and fuck it. Greensboro. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta pick the crib.
Yeah, I picked the crib. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just you be because, with that bullshit.
You know, I lived in most of them places except for Houston. But yeah.
You keep so talking about Houston. You must be want to go there. Who you left there?
I ain't leave anybody in Houston.
Oh, okay.
I only been in Houston like one time in my life.
Yeah. And must have done seen something that you just so turned on by. You smile every time you damn say it.
No. Uh-oh. I went to a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what you call it?
That's what you want. I haven't seen the Astros play. Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked.
No. Anyway. Stevie Talk Time, man. We're going to keep it short and sweet this week, man. We watched a lot of shit, but, you know, we got 12 Kyle the guest. I don't know if he watched his Power. Power Book 2?
I've heard all my boys talk about it in our group chat, but I've never seen an episode.
Yeah, you can check that out.
Yeah, it's lowbrow black TV, so you know what I'm saying. You know, it's not saying it's not good production or anything, but you know, it's their little stereotypical lines. I mean, not lines, but storylines, and you know, the father and the son don't get along, the mother's mm-hmm. problematic, the kids, you know, the same storyline we see in
black.
I
know about all the characters and every Tommy and all of Zeke, all of these people. I've never seen an episode, but I feel like I have because my boys talk about it all the time. Yeah.
We're going to talk about Power, Book 2, Son of Ghost, Daughter of Tasha and all that, whatever it's called.
Walla Walla Bing Bang.
Bang, yeah, Bing Bong, all whatever the name of the show is. So it was a season finale. A lot was going on in this episode. To start off, Mecca, they basically found out he was a snitch, and it all moved faster than I thought it was. I mean, I at least thought he was going to get the getaway and Mary was going to get to leave town, but, well, excuse me, Monet, she didn't get to leave town. She ended up killing Mecca. Lorenzo, the dad, ended up killing Zeke. Tariq didn't get his money. and that was just, it was a lot going on in the episode. How do you feel about it?
I just feel like the sister, what her name is, Diana. Somebody should have shot her ass.
Oh, she gonna get killed. Mary gonna kill her.
She done did too much. Like all of her flip talking done got a whole lot of people
Everything.
Into some stuff.
Yes. She's when like it, the Tariq of her family.
Yeah.
Everybody
definitely.
Around her just fall apart.
And yes. That's why the two of them should have been together because they both fuck ups.
Once Mary find out she the one that told, she gonna kill her and mm-hmm. Lorenzo.
Yeah.
So that's what we got to look for in season I guess three.
Whenever they come around.
Whenever they come back around. It'll probably be back in November, knowing 50. He keeps the show running.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't mad at him. He keeping them dollars coming in.
Yeah. I mean, he better because they say they're dropping Spider-Man on Stars when it goes to the latest Spider-Man, when it's going exclusively to Stars. So they're going to have another moneymaker in the house. So he better tighten up But so you know, it was a we really condensed the episode. It was a lot going on, a lot of moving parts. It was three bags. I ain't understanding all the three bags shit. I guess to throw off.
They were supposed to be throwing off.
But he had a tracker in the bag, so it's like, oh, he's throwing off the people that was watching
them. Yeah, so they was always coming.
But he had a tracker in the bag, so what was the difference? You knew what a real bag was.
He didn't have the bag. Remember, he had the bag. He made Tyreek keep the tracker on him.
Got you.
So the people, they played a three-card Monty game so that they could try to keep the people who were watching the bags from knowing which one was the real bag and which one was the decoy. So, but a lot of people got their ass whooped. Some people died. And the shit was just ridiculous because
there's a lot going on.
I just feel like they didn't even have to do all of what they did. But, I mean, it was a good show. It did keep my attention.
I'm not mad about it. You know what I'm saying? It, for what it was, I am okay with that. So y'all go check Power out. Sorry for the condensed version, but we got a show to do and we can't spend a lot of time because, you know, we want to keep Kyle invested in the show. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, he is the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? His time is valuable. And, you know what I'm saying? We want to make sure that, you know, we give him his money's worth because, you know,
okay.
The Cash App has came through. I just want to let you know. It cleared.
All right.
So, you know.
Let's do this thing.
This dude, boy.
It's time for Queen Jern's favorite time of the show. And that's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we call it around here, is me and Queen Jern. And now 12 Cow. We act out a situation suggested by you, the listener, or I just made this one up. Today I made this one up. But before we get to this improv, let me let you know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We did not take acting classes, but we're going to do this show for y'all right now. Are you ready, Queen Jern?
Yes.
Situation goes a little something like this. Principal meets with the parents about their kid. Kyle, I assume you'll be the principal?
I can be.
Okay. And so, you know, and we're in the office. You can, you know, you can set the situation. We're going to play off you. Pause.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You ready?
Ready.
Action.
How you doing, Mr. and Mrs. Jones? Thank you for coming on in. Have a seat there.
Oh, okay. What's this about, man? I had to leave my job, man. Coming down to the school, like.
Let the man talk.
I mean, all right. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we wanted to have you guys come in and meet face to face because your son, Charles, he's, I don't know how to say this.
I mean, he's go ahead, spit it out, man. Look, man. I got to get back to the damn job, man.
He's got a problem.
Okay.
Some kids, you know, noticed that, you know, they were sitting in class and the kid sitting beside him and the kid sitting behind him, they both smelled an odor. And, you know, they let the teacher know and the teacher, you know, kind of brought it to his attention and she came over and she looked. And when your son Charles stood up, there was, I don't know how to say this, but he had on khaki pants and there was a brown stain in his pants.
Well, y'all did that to my child. Y'all did that.
He fell in the grass or something? I mean, what's going on? A brown stain like mud?
The grass isn't brown.
He ain't leave the house with no brown stain in his clothes.
Well, here's the thing. We seem to think that he went to the bathroom on himself.
So you called me all the way down to school, tell me my son had an accident in his pants?
No, Mr. Jones. It's not an accident. This is like happened three times this week.
I mean, maybe
so this is the third time this week this happened.
Maybe it's that food at the cafeteria I feed him. It just don't be sitting resonating in his stomach or so.
Well, I guess I have to ask, does he have a problem with his bowels?
I mean, I be at work, man. You got to talk to his mama about that.
Well, I know ain't nothing wrong with him.
I mean,
he ain't shitting on himself at my house.
I mean, don't you clean his underwear and stuff? I mean, I don't smell him around the house. So this must be something he just do at the schoolhouse.
He's in the sixth grade. I have to ask, did you potty train him?
I mean,
first of all, you're getting a little bit too personal because at the sixth grade, he ain't got them type of problems. Now, y'all over at that schoolhouse,
he said potty. Don't they teach that at school?
No,
I don't know what they're teaching at the schoolhouse, but apparently he ain't got no manners.
Why the bathroom in the school then? I mean, the school's supposed to be for education. That's what I thought.
Well, it's not our job, but he can't come to school funky. The reason why we're having this, hold on, Mr. Jones, be quiet. I'm talking.
Be quiet. Oh, sir, listen, Mr. What's this man's name?
I think Mr. Turner.
Well, look, I'm about to turn up in here too, Mr. Turner.
Really?
I'm just saying, ain't nothing wrong. If the boy can sit in school stinking, what's the problem? He can't be bothering nobody in class
because he's funking up the class and it's disturbing the other kids as well as the teacher.
So listen, kids need to understand. It's going to be a lot of things in life that ain't going to smell right, but you don't let that get you off focus. They should take that as a learning experience and keeping themselves focused, because my son's sitting in there, he's trying to get his education. Now, listen, I can't help it that he smell a little bad. Like, hey, I might think you smell bad, Mr. Turner.
Let me ask you something. Do you have enough money to buy some Pampers for him?
I'm not buying no sixth grader no Pampers. Don't y'all got that at the school? I mean, they got. So y'all got the feminine projects for the women. Why y'all can't have Pampers for the male? Maybe I need to go see my congressman about this.
Maybe you need to wash your kid ass.
Oh, now see, listen.
You mighty disrespectful now.
Hey, Mr. Turner,
I don't have to take this.
You have to take it.
No, I don't.
I'm one of
you signed up for this shit.
I'm a constituent.
This is not a part of my job description. Taking no shit off some people who got a shitty kid.
This must be your last day on the job, Mr. Turner, because you're talking real out of pocket right now, okay?
Well, you know what? We can talk like men, and we can take it outside and get in some gangster shit.
Oh, so now you want to?
Hey, I get off at 5 o'clock.
He threatening with the physicals.
I get off at 5 o'clock, bro.
Listen, Mr. Turner.
You ain't saying nothing.
I'm going to call my alderman about this. We're going to get you up out of here because
I don't give a shit.
I don't think you.
Oh, now he want to be funny.
I don't give a shit.
Babe, listen. Matter of fact, listen.
You better handle him, too.
Look, I'm going to get our son out of class.
Don't let your wife get jacked up.
You go talk to Mr. Turner. I'm going to go get this boy, and we're going to find our son a new school, because I would not have my son going to school with no disrespectful principal like this.
I'll be finding some diapers, too.
See, look. Listen, I'm about to leave, because I'm getting upset, and this principal right here, he pushing my damn buttons, mom.
Oh, stank-ass kid.
Your mama.
Oh, get the hell out.
Oh, you hold your own 12, Kyle.
He elevated the prison. Oh, you're stupid.
Oh, that was good. Goodness. That was dope. I like
it. Man, if y'all enjoyed that, man, suggest a topic, but we just keep making them up. Thanks to our Kyle for coming through. Like I said, our guy keeps the show regular. We don't have to goddamn go off the rail path or whatever like that. So this is good, man. This is good, man. It's Reading Rap Lyrics time. And since we got a guest, we're going to let 12 Kyle read it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I was ready, too.
You off the hook.
I was ready.
Shorty sending your lyrics for next week. So you got to read something next week, Shorty.
I'll still be ready next week.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. But 12 Kyle, the show is on you. Oh, before I let 12 Kyle read these lyrics, I got to let y'all know, in this Reading Rap Lyrics segment, we read rap lyrics. I know y'all thinking like, why just read them? No, we read them in our office voice, professional voice, dramatic voice, accent, whatever kind of voice, baby voice. You can talk like fucking Elmo. I don't give a fuck. Just read the damn lyrics. So 12 Kyle, since you the guest, it's on you. His choice. We're going to see what he's going to do for
us. All right.
No doubt. I'm going to read rap lyrics. This is a cautionary tale about a STD. And it goes a little something like this. Now, everybody is a victim. You can go see them. And you'll hear more claps than the Coliseum. Sitting there all quiet and embarrassed. Oh, there goes that bitch who was careless. I remember when she wouldn't give the cock to anyone who lived on the block. Now, ho, look what you done got. Bend that big ass over for this shot. Cause somebody is piping hot. Dripping like a faucet. I'm glad I didn't toss it. Got you a college boy who was worse than me. And he probably fucked the whole university. Still wanted him to dick you down. Kick you down. With some bucks. Now who got fucked? With a nigga for the money he's earning. But ask for some water, bitch. And look who's burning. that was the Ghetto Laureate, O'Shea Jackson, aka Ice Cube, with the 1991 jam, Look Who's Burning.
Look Who's Burning. That's a terrible thing to happen. Jesus. Man, I'm so happy. I never had to go down
I've seen it happen.
Hey, boy. Hey, man.
It's funny.
Nigga wake up with they motherfucking meat stuck to their drawers because that shit leaking, nigga. Oh, my God.
Hey, I remember we were in eighth grade. I just remember I was in the stall, and this dude was in the stall next to me. He was like, ah! I was like, nigga, what's wrong with you? He couldn't even tell me what's wrong. He was just hurt. He said it felt like he was pissing out razor blades.
Mm. Yep, razor blades is what they say. Mm-hmm. God damn. Ah, I feel bad for them niggas. Man.
Yeah, man.
It's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessionals. When I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets and bring them to Queen Germ. This will go a little something like this. My girl gonna have to accept Super Bowl Sunday is basically Valentine's Day. Cause I ain't moving after all the drinks and pizza we're gonna have. If I can move, she's getting candy, a bear, and a nice dinner. If I can't move, she better be cool with leftover pizza and her rose. Jackson State University.
Sorry.
Queen Jern, react.
I mean, like, you can order some shit before Valentine's Day. Just have the thing in the house. Why you gotta go and say she can't get nothing because you too trifling to go to the store? You shouldn't be going to the store to buy the Valentine's gift on Valentine's Day.
It depends on how hard he go on Super Bowl Sunday. How the Monday gonna go?
You bought the gift on Saturday. It can sit in there on Sunday.
You buy pizza and beer and shit for Sunday.
Nobody wants
that shit.
You
can't get two gifts in 2 days.
Yes, you can.
No.
Yes, you can.
No, that's too many gifts.
That ain't. That's not even a gift.
Pizza and beer is a gift. So you're telling me if I don't, you like that spicy pepperoni pizza, right? Mm-hmm. So if I say, hey, babe, I got you a spicy pepperoni pizza, yeah, that's a gift.
That's not a gift.
Yes, it is.
I got to share that with them children.
No, you don't. You can tell them no. Go get your own. Get out the mud. You can.
I could, but I won't.
Okay. That's your fault.
But the people are trifling, because if you saying that you preparing to be a sorry person on Valentine's Day, that mean you didn't want to buy that anyway.
I mean, he just saying that's Super Bowl is she gonna have to accept Super Bowl is the for Super y'all. Bowl party, the Valentine's meatballs, the little cocktail weenies, mm-hmm. the dip and everything. That's your Valentine's dinner is what he's saying.
Okay, but where's my gift?
The gift is watching the game, spending time with me.
No.
Time is something that's way more precious than a gift.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
So I'm going to spend time with you on Valentine's instead of getting you a gift,
and you're
going
to give me a gift, too.
No, I'm not. The gift is going to be
the time
together.
That you get with me, if I ain't got no gift, it ain't going to be time that you want to spend.
I'm just saying.
I promise you.
Okay.
I can make that a guarantee, sir.
I've been reading up. They say it's romantic to just spend some time together. Mm-hmm. Something we're gonna, you know, do something cheap. I'm gonna make you a gift, like I'm gonna make you a card.
Okay.
You know, we you know, do a picnic.
We've done
that
before.
Porch.
We don't need to do that no more.
I get you, a five piece.
We've done
know,
that
from Zaxby's or something.
I don't never eat no five piece, so that's how you know you ain't never bought
I'm
me.
I'm saying
we're
gonna split a five piece. That's what I'm saying. You gonna get one plate.
No,
we're gonna do it like, you know, yeah. Mm-mm. I'm gonna get the little blanket. You know,
like Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, we get one plate of spaghetti. Yes, that's even cheaper. Yes,
no way. No way.
All right. Mm-mm. Well, okay. Y'all like that kind of... Oh, Cal, did you have any thoughts on that? I mean, it sounds like a guy that got a whole plan to me.
Yeah, you can't do that, though. I mean, come on, man. This is a college kid writing this, but at the same time,
he's broke. This is a college kid. Give him a break.
I understand that, but you got to do something. I don't know what that something is, but you got to do something.
So
and then you're talking about her rose. She already got the shit. So that means you didn't do anything and she got the rose that you already got.
He's like, listen, I ain't going to be up for it, man. You just get your rose. You know what I'm saying? Not the kind of rose y'all thinking of. Not the flower.
Not the dozen.
I guess they're talking about her rose, like that little devil thing that these ladies have in the streets got.
If you don't have one, you better get one.
No, don't get one, lady. Throw them shits away, bro.
No,
you're going to desensitize your cootie cat.
That's what the men will tell you all kinds of lies to keep themselves relevant.
Y'all shit
you better
be
get
numb.
One. You better get one.
All right. I'm telling you, but leave that shit alone.
You.
Don't do it, people.
Should have taken the damn
over.
Jupiter.
Take that shit taking... This shit is taking robots taking over the world. Mm-hmm. They're stealing our women, fellas. Don't let them. If you find a lady with a rose, throw that shit out.
Mm-mm.
Yes. Short circuit that motherfucker.
That sound like a hater to me.
I'm just saying, man. Get rid of that thing. It's not needed.
Okay. If you say so. Skip the man what? Just said you needed it. Didn't he just say
that? He said she better be satisfied with that. So, fellas, hey, that's it. Hey, I'm not. Listen, I'm all about saving money. You know what I'm saying? No need to spend frivolously on these holidays. That's all I'm saying. So, it's keep 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a keep 100? Let ladies go first.
Yes, my keep it 100 this week is some of y'all give the devil way too much credit.
100.
It's some things that happen, yeah. But every time you want to say, oh, the devil made me do it, oh, that's just the devil. Some shit is you.
No.
Okay?
The devil inspired me.
Nah, bro. You got free will.
He ghost wrote my shit.
Nah, bro. You know what's right and what's wrong. Y'all need to try to choose, make better choices. That's what the bottom line is. So the devil ain't doing everything. Some of the shit you deserve. Some of the shit you did. So therefore, don't keep putting it on the devil plate, because he tired of y'all lying on him.
Damn. Said, tell the truth, shame the devil.
That's
shame
right. The
devil. Kyle, you got to keep it 100.
Yeah, I got to keep 100, man. Know the difference between the word your, Y-O-U-R, and Y-O-U-R apostrophe E.
100.
I see that so much. Like, your and you are, they're two different words, and it has two different meanings. And it's always used in the wrong context. Please, 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 ma'am, please, sir, get it right.
They need to get all of them right.
You are a nice person. That's wrong. Yeah. You're a nice person.
Or y'all niggas talking about what y'all want for Christmas, but y'all won't. That's not the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm saying W-O-N apostrophe T. Yeah. No. That's not want. That's not the same so yes, I need want. You to not say that. Like, please Google a shit.
Me, man. Hey, technology has made
use it in a sentence.
Now, look, the other day, Kyle, I told you when the kids when they were doing their letter of intent, none of them knew how to sign their name.
They printed
their name.
Serious?
Every last one of them.
they was like, what? I was like, y'all printed y'all name? We don't know how to write a cursive. Like, they don't teach you this. They never were taught.
Yeah, they didn't teach it in school no more.
They don't. So teach like, they don't.
Yeah, so none of them could sign their name.
But like, you have to be able to sign your name, though. That's the one time that you'll write in cursive is your name.
Yeah, but look, God, my signature. But how much of us you still use proper cursive now? My signature don't look nothing proper. I don't know what it is.
It's a symbol.
Yeah, it's like a symbol. Like it ain't. It don't even look the same. I could do it three straight times and it won't look the same. It'll look similar. You know, but my kids can't. They like, nah, Dad,
they can't duplicate it. They can write mine.
Yeah, they can't copy because mine is not. It's not right. Anybody's signature could be anything. So that's why I was like, the cursive.
Well,
man,
technically, your signature isn't supposed. If you write your name, if you sign your name 10 times, it's not supposed to be. It won't be right the same like each time that you do it. It's supposed to be different each time. So
yeah. That's
by nature. It's supposed because your hand movements aren't like that, but. Come on, man. These kids, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I need to ask I'm sure my kids know how to do a signature. But I'm going to ask them as soon as I get off this podcast.
Yeah, you'll be like, yo.
Let me
see how you sign your name.
It'll be like.
Because we came up in an era where we had to learn cursive.
Man, we had to do the A's for a week, then the B's and the C's. Mm-hmm. Then we started to put the words together. Uppercase. Oh, my. It was terrible. I used to hate. I'm like, why do we have to do this every year? Like,
and I hated mine because my cursive is very sloppy. My name is dope, but my cursive is real sloppy.
So yeah, you gotta, yeah, man. So mine, like, man, I just made up in like 10th grade. I scribbled a signature and I was like, I'm gonna try to keep doing it because I like that. And so I kept trying to do it, and now it's just like it's terrible. But I mean, you know, oh well, might keep it 100. It's some lame ass weirdos online.
100.
Now, I don't know if you know this to a cow, but I recently ran into some, I ain't gonna call it beef because it, you know, I'm beef for black men, but you know, so we'll call it a misunderstanding online.
I saw some of it, or at least.
Yes. Something, and you know, and then so the guy, he pulled like a little lame ass stunt this weekend. I mean, I'm more upset because it wasn't like, he ain't touched me up. Like, I think I deserve a good diss. You know what I'm saying? You can't halfway diss me. Like, that shit was like, I was appalled. I was just like, that's the best you could do. And then the sad part about it was, you know, I record on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday, he hit me up in the DM and apologized and said and I was like, I can't even bury you before my fucking show. I was just like, because I was going to come out here Undertaker style, dig his grave, send him to the grave beyond, right? So I was just like, now what kind of person would I be after he's apologizing to me? Like, it's not even in my spirit no more to come in here and bury the youngster. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to touch you up a little bit, send you to the hospital. You know, they're going to have to patch you up. You know what I'm saying? You know who I'm talking to. I'm not going to say your name because I don't want to send no views over your way. But like you said, we squashed it. But you can't tell me when it's over. I just want you to know that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you so can't, you're doing, you're
yeah, you like can't me? Steal my moment. You can't steal my moment and tell me it's over. No. After I say what I'm going to say today, then it's over. So just be easy. Like you said, it could have been harsh. I'm going to say this. It could have been way more harsh. So I'm letting you off the hook, young man. Don't bark up this tree. This tree will fall on you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why all of a sudden it changed your heart, but it happened. I'm glad it did. And now we can move on. That's my keep it 100.
Not the bigger person.
I was the bigger person.
No, you weren't. Because if the man apologized, the shit over.
How? You can't say that. I can hit you in your eye right now. Bow. And say, you know what? It's over with. Now we ain't you gonna sit there like hell no.
Nah. I'm gonna let you go to sleep.
See? And that's my point.
And then I'm gonna deal with
that's my ass. Point. You know what I'm saying? But I said it was over though.
Hey, and you already know me.
I'm sleeping peacefully.
Exactly. And that's how I'm gonna get you. That's the best way to go.
You better sleep one eye open.
Okay. Winners and losers time. Queen Jern, you got any winners?
Yes, my winner this week is Miss Tammy
100
from Tammy B Creations, and I don't even know if that's necessarily her name, but I believe that it is. But this lady has been making yarn versions of her owners, which are most of the time black women or black young ladies or owners. Girls. The owners who order the doll babies.
Oh, she makes dolls. Oh,
yeah, okay. She makes dolls that look like the owners, the people who purchase the doll babies from her. Okay. So she customizes these doll babies to look like them, shades, hair, you know, personality, clothing. So they are, but they are worth it because the dolls look so good.
How much they are?
You could get me one for Valentine's Day next
year.
I like how she threw that in there.
Yeah, that'll be your gift for the whole year. That'll be your five.
Don't do that. Like five. But yeah, so Tammy Creations, Tammy B, y'all better check her out.
Tammy said no price for the people out there.
Because they can look it up.
What's her
it
Instagram?
Depends.
Give us an Instagram.
Just look
give
up us... Tammy B Creations. This comes up in
Tammy T-A-M-M-I?
T-A-M-M-Y-B. As in beautiful creations.
Okay.
And she's a doll black baby lady. Black owned business. Shout making out. Black
boy,
doll babies.
Germ. Support a germ.
So, you know, as people enough, can have.
I'm telling everybody I did a support. You know.
So then you don't have the support.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
A real nigga.
Because we got millions.
And millions.
Of listeners. So somebody going to holler at Tammy B Creations. Ain't got to be me.
Ain't got to
be somebody
me.
Out there.
Well, y'all put it together.
Kyle,
so
you got any winners this week, man?
Yeah, I got one winner, man.
Okay.
ASAP Rocky.
100.
What?
You, sir, are the winner of 2022. I'll be honest, I don't listen to ASAP Rocky's music. I don't really know how good of a rapper he is. I probably heard him on a couple of tracks, but he is my winner because he did something that no one else has done. He got Rihanna pregnant. My man, you
Drake
are
is screaming.
You are set for life. You ain't got to work no more. You got to rhyme no more. All you got to do is just be the doting dad. Your next step, my man, marry her.
They said this would get married after the birth.
Yeah, don't and ASAP, brother ASAP, because I know you're listening. Don't sign a prenup. Don't sign a prenup. That way, if things go left, you get half. She's worth $1 billion. So he's my winner. ASAP Rocky.
It said something about it was like some all the Drake memes that came out.
He was nasty.
So was Drake? Were they actually dating at one point? I thought that was just
Drake and Rihanna was dating.
Okay, wow.
It said some Drake had one. They said somebody had a.
They said he unfollowed them when they made an announcement or something, and then came back and followed them back.
Drake's so damn lame.
I mean, Drake is.
Did anybody check on Chris Brown? Because I know he got to be fuming.
Chris Brown happy.
I mean, I know that ship sailed, but still.
He was just like, oh, good. They can stop talking about me now. So what? I put my hands on her. But yeah, it was one Drake meme. It was like, I see my love having a baby with somebody that's not me. I hope when it gets rocky, she called me ASAP. I was just like, oh, shoot. Oh, man. But my winner this week, man, I'm going to go with all the real Bengals and Rams fans out there.
100.
Not you bandwagon jumpers that left the Rams when they left St. Louis and said, oh, I ain't a Rams fan because they left St. Louis. And now they back in the Super Bowl and, oh, we doing this. It's all right. Oh, did I say that name? My bad. And you know, so shout out to all the real Bengals fans out there, Slick Peter Virus, Eclectic. All y'all, this is for y'all. Hopefully y'all bring it home. You know, I want to see the Bengals win because it's tough being a Bengals fan, man. Like, I mean, first of all, your team was, like, terrible for, like, 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Then
30,
I mean,
30 years, John.
30. See, I mean, they was making the playoffs in, like, 2000s when Ocho and them was in, you know, that's, but, you know, the Marvin Lewis years. But other than that, it ain't been nothing to talk about. You know what I'm saying? So I want to see the Bengals win. So y'all my winners this week. Bengals and the Rams fans. The real ones. The real ones.
Okay.
Not these, you know, jumping on the bandwagon Rams fans, you know, that left the team when they left St. Louis. It's all right. But losers. Queen Jerry got any losers?
Yeah, my loser this week's got to be Mr. Adrian Gene Pandara.
Loser.
He passed.
But you took my loser.
You not my person?
Yeah. Look what I got for my loser. Mr. Pineda, right there. Adrian G.
But that ain't what you had on the paper.
Go ahead.
I got no loser. Grapevine's thinking like, but nonetheless, this clown had $100 bills of prop money that he was passing at the Home Depot. And you already know he was over there done built him a whole house or two for him and his people because he done gone and passed $387,500 in counterfeit bills over the last 4 years. That is real foolery. Well, I guess really Home Depot to lose because he was winning until his ass got caught. But
if I got away with $50,000,
I would have stopped.
Never coming back.
He went almost 400,000. Know when to walk away.
God,
and you just kept on going. The people had to snatch your ass up. Come on, you got to come with me. Come on.
I'm going to need your clock out, sir. Come in for a second. Can you come over here for a minute? Good gosh. That is terrible. That is terrible. You got a loser there, Kyle?
Yeah, I got one. The NFL. The NFL and the Pro Bowl.
100.
They're my losers. That was a sham of a – and I'll be honest. I don't watch the Pro Bowl. I haven't watched the Pro Bowl in 20 years. But the Pro Bowl, they should really get rid of it. What basically, if you don't follow football, it's their all-star game, but you got players out there trying not to get hit, trying not – I mean, they're basically playing flag football. And it's
a bad product. It would be more entertaining with flags, I think.
Yeah, it would be. or just have a skills competition, but – get rid of it. That was a pure, you know.
Nobody was. Did you see the offensive defensive line? Like they just sued the boss and how they just stood up and kind of.
Yeah, just stood there and just kind of danced. I mean, like
it was.
And I just saw the outrage on Twitter, and I'm like, well, why are y'all watching this? I was like, you do know that they're still profiting because you tuned in. If you didn't tune in, they might be like, oh, well, we might need to scrap this because ain't nobody watching. But you know, it's football, and we've proven in this country that if you put anything on TV and say it's football, people will tune in.
They'll watch. Yep, got me. I mean, you'll put a TV show out with football on and I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got on the Friday Night Types. I love
American
that show.
American,
All-American, I watch that. Like anything football, XFL, AAF, I watch it. It's football, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you're right. We love football in America. That's like the only thing we created in America.
And black people.
We're already here. Oh man, my loser, man. Well, I guess I didn't get to tell y'all last week, but all y'all out there spelling out phrases with y'all money.
100.
Now listen, 12 Kyle is a man that's very, you know, I'm just gonna say he's made a lot of good decisions financially, right? So you don't see 12 Kyle out there spelling paragraphs. He can do a paragraph. He's not going to do a phrase, you know what I'm saying? So listen, people, stop doing this thing because, A, it's robbing season. Everybody know it's cold outside, people robbing. And what better way to hit me a lick? Because I saw you flashing on Instagram. You spelled out a phrase. You got money. I want some of that. So people, stop making yourself a victim. Stop spelling stuff out there. It doesn't mean that you're rich because you're doing it. It looks stupid because rich people do not do that. Look at 12 Kyle. Look at the Bill Gates. Look at the Jeff Bezos of the world. They don't walk around here with 12 chains on and not. No, you never would know. You know what I'm saying? So take note of how the real rich people move, okay? That's all I'm saying. Those are my losers. No, sorry, y'all.
I don't know where Germ gets this from. Anybody that I have goes to those four kids and that wife that I mentioned. Yeah, they got
it. It's hard to be rich when you got four kids and a wife. I'm just saying, it's hard.
Not hard, and that's not hard, when you know what I'm saying, you 12 cow money now. Listen, they don't call him 12 cow for no reason.
Eclectic is
single. Now look, both of it, listen, that's money. Both of these guys together, That's why, hey, listen, hey, I got to stay around them, man. Eclectic? Now, I don't even want to get on him. Hey, look, let me tell you, man, these people, what I used to do, I had to stop doing the segment, man, because fans was like, listen, man, you making me hate those guys, man. They just rich and this and they. I was like, look, man, no. It's just a gimmick, man. It's not for real. Oh, because I was starting to hate them because you saw how rich they were. And I was like, man, let me stop that, man.
Yeah, don't put that energy there with him.
I'm rich in blessings. That's all.
Yes. And
highly favored, just like everyone.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, man, listen. 12 Kyle, you seen the shoe collection?
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. The man say don't do all that.
Yes, man. But you know, man, I'm just happy to have him in the building, man. Oh, man. So that's all the winners. That's all the losers. Man, that's the whole show. What 12 Kyle, man? Listen, man, before we get out of here, man, I want to thank you for dropping by, man, coming through. Man, it's always a good show. Man, always dope talking to you. Let the people know where they can hear you again, where they can find you at on, you know, whatever platforms you're on and, you know, that you're willing to share with the people.
Oh, man, definitely, man. Again, thank you for having me on here. This is always dope. Like I said, one of my favorite podcasts to listen to every Friday. So you guys make sure that you subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already and become a Patreon. You know, I hadn't reached Patreon status yet, you know, but, you know, I'm learning from old Germ over there. So, but you can check out my podcast. Again, it's called the 12 Kyle Podcast. You can find it on all streaming platforms. A new episode drops every Thursday at midnight. From time to time this year, we'll be dropping bonus episodes on Sundays. There's also a YouTube channel, youtube.com/spellitouttwevekyle. And yeah, just dope content. So check out the podcast and subscribe. And again, thanks for having me on. This has been dope as always.
Hey, man, 12 Kyle, thank you for blessing us. Watch the rage shoot through the roof. We got a celebrity on here this week. listen.
We appreciate you from stopping by.
Yes, man. Thank you, man, always, for being a medium. Because, you know, Queen Germ, you know, like I said, she, you know.
I'm Queen Germ.
Yes, that's it. That's thought. All it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Period.
So, we did the outline.
Oh,
we
and before some... I forget, okay. You know, you guys, you know, once we get over this COVID, you know, you guys are more than welcome when you come to Atlanta.
And I say it
to come get this ass whooping on the spades table.
Yeah, I know.
Ain't gonna be no ass whooping.
That's the thing, Brad.
I mean, me and my wife, we ain't lost in about 10 years.
So. Be prepared to lose, bro. I'm just gonna tell you. Just be prepared to lose. Get your hearts and minds ready, baby, because it's something that's gonna happen.
It's just like.
So the invitation is open. You know, okay. I mean,
thank you.
It's open. I don't know when we're gonna be near your town, you know, maybe if we come near your, maybe we can meet in Savannah because Savannah's
hey. That's what I'm saying.
We might be in Atlanta soon. I'm just saying. Crazy. I mean,
pull up as the young people.
Yeah, look. We have negative tests on deck and everything. You know what I'm saying? Showing like, listen, here we go.
Yeah.
Boom. There we go.
We can make sure it's in the middle of the day.
It ain't going to matter. We're going to be social distancing on this table anyway. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is.
I don't want to cause no trouble with the germs when y'all got to make that drive back.
Ain't gonna be no trouble.
You know, when y'all mad at each other because you know Germ cut and Germ didn't do this, whatever. You know, I don't want to start no trouble.
You ain't gonna start no trouble.
The invitation is open, and I can't wait to see y'all.
Y'all people know y'all heard call me out.
Y'all better play with some people while y'all.
I'm just saying, you better.
While you got time, practice while you got time, player.
I mean, never you better lost. Get. Hey, say it. Look, that's them the ones we like playing. Them the ones we like playing. When they say that right there, them the ones we like playing.
So, yes, ass cutting on the horizon.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's never personal. It's all love. Yeah,
no, never personal.
Never.
Like EPMD, never personal.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know Kyle could be like, well, I'm saying, dang, Kyle, you ain't going to fry the grill up? Nah, I ain't fry the grill up.
Nobody want nothing.
I just thought about it, man. We got early day tomorrow, you know. Today Friday, Kyle. You know, still Saturday, you know, Okay, okay, all right, man. It's cool.
That's funny.
And that's how it's gonna be, bro. So you know.
Okay.
Y'all now, man. We might record the show live. Hey. This ass whooping live. We be like, yo, that's how.
That's even better.
Let's make some content out of it.
Might as well turn up.
But that's what's up, man. Oh, before we get out of here, Queen Jerry got Rachel's show.
Mm-hmm. You know what I do. Mm-hmm. We had a special guest today.
Okay.
Close to Valentine's Day.
All right.
Close to Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All things good.
Yes.
Kids born on the 12th.
Yes.
My birthday on the 21st.
That ain't the 12th, but keep going. I'm following you.
It's the reverse, motherfucker.
All right.
So if nothing else, it only be suitable if I rate the show a 9.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
So Kyle, would you like to rate your show?
The show is definitely a 9.
Love it.
Just definitely 9. I mean, Queen Jern calls it. She gives it a 9 every week. I mean, what else are we gonna get? You gotta give it a 9.
Give it a 9. Come on.
Well, I have to be the contrarian, and I'm gonna give it a 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. You
know, not a perfect 10, just a 10.
Just a 10.
Just a 10. Okay. We got the goat on the show. Got the goat. So you know
they gotta bump us up some kind.
Gotta bump us up. You gotta overstate it because we got the goat on the show.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah,
I'm feeling it.
Yeah. Well. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast readers out there. Don't forget about the voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a fucking shirt, bitch. It's that easy. That's why we can't get no fucking advertisers because we cuss too fucking much on this show, but we don't give a fuck.
Hey, that's what we do.
We don't want to compromise our style for the dollar. We're keeping it real. We're going to stay underground, son. We ain't never selling out.
Or not
my ass. Let the motherfuckers come in the bag. I get clean on here. I start, hey, yeah, how you doing? Well, just a Frocast. This is your guy.
This is your gal.
We're here. Motherfuckers are turning this motherfucker around on y'all.
Mm-hmm. We like, who is that?
Yes.
Right. Hey, what happened to the queen?
Did you bring the raisins? I'd be all over here drinking milk and shit with goddamn Ovaltine in it, whatever. But yes, man. Dang, that's all we got to say, man. 12 Cal, you want to take us out, man? Shoot, we'll let you do it. Yes. Okay, the shout outs. Damn.
Yeah, I was about to say, you didn't do no shout outs.
Talk, you got any shout outs, man?
I just want to shout out everybody, man. Shout out everybody that listens, and definitely appreciate the love anybody who listens to my podcast. So shout out to y'all.
Dang. Queen Jern. Shout out to 12 Cal. You got any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, because today is her birthday.
Hey.
And we working on something real special for y'all. So
don't tell no names.
I ain't gonna tell no names. People little riff it a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know, I gotta say happy birthday to my girl KY No Jelly and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city. Now go.
Hey, yo, it's so funny. Niggas be like, yo, Queen Jern get loud as hell on that part right there. I'm like, yeah, man, it should be in the earphones, you know, so you
turn the shit down.
No, you turn it down.
I can't do that. It wouldn't be me if I did it. Oh, and before I go,
okay,
can I get a kiss goodnight? But I'm just saying, you could do a little something. But
that ain't what Frankie Beverly said.
Oh, I was talking about the other people's on the men's song saying that. But nonetheless.
There's only one before I let you go.
No, the line is
Black Street.
Yeah, that's who it is. Black Street.
You threw it off. It's before I let go. My bad.
Yeah, but see, that's that, whatever.
Yeah,
but what I want to say is a happy birthday to Princess Jern, because she will be Sweet 16 on Saturday. So the day after the show is
still 6. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, she is 6 years old.
Meanwhile, this nigga here got he the one talking about me cutting up because the kid's getting older. He the one can't deal with that girl. Now, the boy could be old and rusty. He ain't moved by that. But that girl of his, he the one got a problem now. But yes, she will be 16 on Saturday, and we're going to be celebrating something serious. So,
yes.
Happy birthday, boo.
Doc McStuffins party.
Hell to the no.
ice cream and cake.
Yeah. Speed it up.
No, boy. Me and her brother gonna be the only boys at the party.
If you say so.
If there's a party, me and her brother gonna be the only boys there. Trust and believe.
I'm trying to tell you now. She done caught a couple of eyes now.
That ain't gonna get no party like her brother be having now. That ain't gonna never happen.
Well, you know, she ain't got but a couple of friends, so she wasn't even pressed by having a party.
Design. I'm glad.
So what you got? What you got for the people, baby?
Shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruling Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Stack Static, Mass Static, MJ Money 9S, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Ruling Myself. We got Light Skin Kanye, Dark Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, 12 Cow to 12 Cow Podcast. You got Eclectic and Eclectic Discussion Podcast. You got Dr. Brayson, everybody, Dr. Brayson Network. You got Disrespectful Motherfucker MJ, which I just beat him in the Super Bowl. He mad as fuck. He
don't worry about it, boo.
Talk about some special teams. I was doing pooch kicks and he was mad about that shit. Nigga, special teams is part of the game. That's why they call special, nigga. Get over it. You lost. Go back to the drawing board. Back to back, nigga. This man, listen. Anyway, if y'all want to get a Dr. Brayson lead, let us know. We'll get you in there. Mad 22, Xbox only. So, you know, long live K-Law, the truck driver. Oh, did I say Dr. Cam and all them good people? Yeah, Dr. Cam Barbecue. Corey Dos Equis, Power Lunch Hour. You got Cool Out Corner. You got Pork and Ale. It's everybody on the Black Pod Squad. So shout out to them. Shout out to Dolomite, Too Much Game. Shout out to Big Smash. Shout out to DLP. We Need to Talk. West Virginia Commonplace, Conversations with Lamp, any other podcast to fuck with us, shout out to y'all. Doc Cloud and everybody at that site. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Peppy J from Be More, Steph from Be More, and anybody else to fuck with us, the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. That was a long shout out list, man. Took a week off, man. I'm still kind of rusty, man. You know how, you know, get
and
back.
And then you done got excited because your boy on the show.
So I mean, got celebrity in the building. I mean, I'm starstruck. Back what the fuck? Game. Yeah, I'm starstruck, man.
Got him messing up over here.
It's like playing with Tiger Woods on Sunday, nigga. Like, come on, man. He got the red and black on. I mean, I'm over there sweating. I'm trying to putt. I look over there, see Tiger Woods, nigga. It's like, you look across the field. The ghost over there. I'm talking about Tom Brady. You
okay,
know
all right.
Yes. But yeah, man. So, on behalf of everybody here at the Frocast, man, especially Queen Germ, I would like to tell y'all to have a happy Valentine's Day. Be safe. Please wear a condom.
Don't wear a condom. If you wear a condom, it don't count.
It do count.
Don't count.
Don't listen to CP. Listen. Queen Germ, see, that's what women be telling these niggas.
It don't count. You don't love me if you wear a condom.
Yeah, see? Man, bump that. Fellas, strap up. Don't be out here Nick Cannon.
Unless you stop rocking.
Yes.
You can't strap up.
Well, yeah. You know, I guess. I wasn't fazed by that, man. I don't understand. There's some niggas outside, like, I was like, bro, man, you ain't have a chance. I said, one nigga said, well, now in my mind, I thought I was going to meet Rihanna one day in the store. That's what we was going to meet. Like, it was like a random meeting. That's how that relationship was going to pop off. Yeah,
hey,
I guess, but I guess Rihanna did get them vibes because she was in the hood and niggas thought maybe they could like run into her one day. So I guess I see the appeal, but nah, she ain't my type, man. A little too small for me, man.
She's worth a billion, Germ. She's worth a billion.
I get it. Oprah is too. So it's like, you know, what that mean? You know, but I mean, you know. So before I get in trouble, Queen Germ looking at me all crazy over here. Yeah. 12 Cow about to get me in trouble, y'all.
Right, he'll get you in trouble because you make sure you have my gifts.
Oh, S, that's plural.
Yeah.
See, grammar, kids, y'all got to pay attention to that. You see, she said gifts. And that had an S, yeah, so that means she's assuming more than one.
Not assuming. Requesting.
Hey, listen, we can go to the dollar store. $1.25 now.
No,
you go in there, go on a shopping spree in the dollar store. You can tell the store up, get anything you want. Mm-mm. Let's go to Dollar Tree. So see y'all
that's
ladies.
Not acceptable.
Y'all, but so if I said let's go to the Gucci store, you get whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Throw it in the bag. But if I say go to the dollar store, throw it in the bag, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Why?
It is a problem because everything in there probably got lead in it from China. I don't want
so
that
what?
Shit. I don't want it. I don't want it. So
now y'all too good for lead from China. Boy, yeah. I tell you, boy, y'all women out
I want something that's high quality, something that ain't gonna
high
get
quality,
cancer.
Man. Hey, man, look, hey, terminal cancer, you can get your date with that ex.
No, I don't need a date. With none of my exes. They my exes for a reason. So I'm good.
Yeah. So this your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this is 12 Kyle.
And this is the Frogcast. And we got this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com